Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. Clean the rock or I'll be a VIP.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click at Viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Ena, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds to glow, ice blinding the shows, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway, iron the toe. Yes, I'm a pro, press iron the foes. Talking what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. And just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger the loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mom, while these other niggas playing, Q playing the show, be front, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court for no dame. It's public. I'm no lame. Know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire's fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up. Flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Six shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler. Shoot, Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chilling, crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he L Cappy son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. And just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Welcome back. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Nadia Khalid with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Jux Diamond, and he let us know what was going on with him in the music scene. We also had his manager on, Miss Garcia, and we had his co-manager, Kenneth Whitmore. After Jux Diamond, we had My Swagger Is Crazy in the building, one of the biggest promoters in New York, letting us know what was going on with him and his next event he got going on. the blackout affair he got going on, the all black thing he got going on November 23rd, you know. To get all that information, to hear those archives, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have, excuse me, for tonight, we're going to start it off with Flowway, another big promoter doing his thing on the scene. And he's going to let us know what's going on with him and the music industry, what events he got going on. He got something going on tonight. It's going to be crazy as well. There's a lot of things going on tonight. So we're going to start the show off a little different tonight. We're going to start off with the promoter, Flowway. Then, after Flowway, we got Tia Henderson coming in with the GQ General Question. Then after Tia, we got up-and-coming artist, Flowboy, D-Deuce. And we're going to be playing his smashing single, Catch My Swag. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Flowway, and with Flowway letting us know what's going on with him. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
And it's fire, baby!
For sure. Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Flowway. Flowway, welcome to the show.
Rich, what's good, man?
What's going on, Flo? Everything's
good on my end. And you, man, everything's good on my end.
All right. I know you got a lot of big things going on right now, man.
Oh, man, we're working on so much, man. So much. Got so much going on. For 2013, it's about to get really, really, really crazy for us.
Wow, so fill us in. Let us know what's been going on. You know, I got some things I want to ask you, but, you know, I want you to fill the people in, let them know what's been going on, you know?
Okay. Tonight we have our 10-year anniversary celebration of On The Locks Entertainment. We're doing that at Piranha. We joined Gator to you know, Gator Productions, so they legendary. We joined them to bring all black everything. We celebrating 10 years of On The Rocks. Our CEO, which is my Uncle Derek Sanders, he's celebrating 20 years in this industry. Peoples Hernandez, I know everybody know him, from Gator, he's celebrating his birthday. So it's, you know, it's a whole lot of celebrations going on. The event is just going to be extravagant tonight. We're taking over the city, Piranha, 28th Street. It's going down heavy, Rich. It's going down real, real heavy. I have a few tickets left, so if anybody out there listening and they want to get their tickets, they can hit me up on Facebook, Flowway, facebook.com/FlowGodStyle for the tickets for that. And in the new year, we're working the new year nights. We got a new year's event that we're working on now. We have some concerts that we're working on now. So everything is coming together.
So, now, we're going to get into the promotion thing as well, but also, are you still dealing with the music scene? I believe you had an artist. I believe you were dealing in the music industry, right, as well?
Yes, sir.
And you had an artist. His single was crazy. I think it was She.
Yes, sir.
What was his name? What's going on with him right now?
Right now, we're actually working on the second mixtape. So we just working on his exposure, we working on photo shoots, we working on putting some of the videos together from the first mixtape. So when the second mixtape, as soon as the second mixtape get ready to drop, we releasing all the videos from the first one. The views is getting crazy right now. We're trying to let the songs get its airplay and let everyone see the quality of the music before we start putting videos out there. So everything is just coming more and more together. We're moving forward. He's a genius. Every time we in the studio, every time we working, it's more and more and more I get out of him. You know, so we have a lot from Epic Supreme coming soon. Trust me, we have a lot coming soon.
So let me ask you, what actually made you want to get into the music scene? You know, you're doing promotion already. Is it something similar in that category?
Yeah, it all falls into the of it being overall entertainment, you know. I'm trying to reach every aspect. I'm trying to have my hand in every aspect of entertainment. And On The Rocks itself, that's what we're doing, you know. So not just events such as parties and concerts. We're talking about comedy shows. We're talking about short films. We're talking about, you know, trying to put our hand in everything, because that's what we represent. We represent entertainment of all aspects.
Now, you was also dealing with On The Rocks when they was in, you know, dealing in with the Paradise and everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you know, could you let us know what happened at the Paradise? You know, I meant to ask the promoter that last week, but it slipped my mind. Like,
well, what happened over there at the Paradise, a lot of people, you know, on the outside looking in, I didn't hear plenty of rumors. I done heard, you know, I done seen things online and seen things that other different promoters were saying that we had close relationships with, unless we thought we did. So us, we took ourselves out of the paradise. Nobody kicked us out the building. Nobody did this. It was never like that. We took ourselves out of that predicament. We had so many opportunities while we were there to grow and grow and grow. So many offers that came our way. And it was just like, yo, it's paradise, the paradise, the paradise. So, you know, we turned a lot of things down because of the love we had for this building. But it was, we had a lot of issues going on in there. You know, it's not easy, especially being our, you know, black and doing a business like this, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of issues going on in there. So we pulled ourselves away from that so we can grow. When, you know what it is? When God closes one door, another opens. So it was just God's way of telling us it's time for y'all to expand and move forward. You can't stay in one spot for too long. So we did what we did at the Paradise. It's legendary. Nobody can never, ever take that away from us. What we did there, the accomplishment, because no average promoter will be able to come in there and do what we did and maintain it in those amount of years.
Now, as you being a promoter, now I heard everything you said, you know, and it's good because it was all y'all together, Swagger, On the Rocks, the Rock Boys, all y'all were together at one time. You know, of course, things happen, like you said, things happen, but that don't stop another one from getting that paper, which is understandable. Now,
yes,
let me just ask you, what do you feel is the best thing about being a promoter? Because it's not only it's a good thing to be in that atmosphere having fun, but you also got to deal with the other situations, like the other promoters, the jealousy and everything like that. So I want to know, in your theory, what's the best thing about being a promoter and the fact of dealing with all that?
The best thing about being a promoter? To provide quality, great events. At the end of the day, no matter what this person I see, I learned, you know, because I had so many feelings when I first got involved and my uncle kept telling me, though, I can't, you know, I have too much feelings. You can't be too this much attracted to people. And I just had love for everybody. Once I seen the way people act, once we were out of that, we stopped bringing the, you know, everything. You saw people true colors. So after that really hit me. And it wasn't about, like, it's all about people seeing who's real. Like, that's the best thing about being a promoter, seeing who's going to support you no matter where you go. It was a lot of people that turned away from me, but it was a good amount of people, like Trendsetters, You Rich, Swagger, you know, who Steve Ice, the whole SNS production team, who still stuck by us, you know, who still ready to see what we do next, still have those calls on the regular with their ideas and want to work with us. So that's the best thing about being a promoter, seeing who's real and seeing who's there to really support you. But you do a lot of these events, and you get a lot of fake people and you get a lot of real people. Making people happy, man, that's the best thing. Have a good event and make people come back and support you.
I feel you. Now, let's get in real fast about your event that's going down tonight. What's actually the capacity and the dress code for this event going down tonight at the Paracas?
Okay. Capacity is, I think, 1,100, 11 or 1,200. I'm not sure at the moment, but I believe 1,100. And dress code is upscale. You know, no jeans, no boots. We're doing a little, we're going as sexy as usual. We're talking hard bottom shoes, we're talking dresses, we're talking, or, you know, we're talking the best, upscale.
The whole upscale thing. So that means
right.
no ACGs,
no
hat,
no
hoodies.
You know, and the place is beautiful. You know, if you ever been to Piranha, you know that area and that place is beautiful. I don't understand why people want to go out to these places. Even when people came to the Paradise sometimes, like, I just be like, wow. I don't know how you want to come in this environment and be in this environment and not, you know, want to look good, want to look good, sharp. So, I'm telling everybody now who's out there listening, who's coming out tonight, security, you know, it's not happening, you know?
Exactly.
You gotta be at your best. Now,
is, all your events upscale, or do you have somewhere, you know, you got the dream to seek us?
Of course we have that. Of course I associate myself with Dress Down and Friends. You know, just, but it's always, if it's casual, it's always neat. You know what I'm saying? So, not every event is a, you know, not everything you want to do is, oh, always got to be formal. The majority of things we do are formal, but I do do casual events for me. So, that's there. That's there for people who don't really.
Okay. Now, as far as the artist, that She track is, like, ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Now, I want to know, would you have a problem with me letting the listeners hear that track right now, or you want to keep it a little more discreet?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I'm here, Rick.
All right, so you know what? We're going to get into that right now. We're going to let them get it, because this joint right here is just crazy.
Yes, sir.
All right. All
Alex
right, Don. Green
Street and Flow.
Yeah, let them know exactly what's going on with that single before we even get into playing it.
Well, I'm sorry, Rich.
Let them know exactly what's going on with that single before we get into playing it.
Okay. Well, it's basically about your girlfriend just treating you real good. A chick who's who's down for you, you know, who do good things for you, or a lot of that shit. It's crazy how we did that record, though. Like, that beat was just playing for hours and hours and hours in the studio. They were smoking. I was smoking. They were smoking. I caught a little contact. And some lyrics just came out. That's really how it happened. Like, it was.
Oh, wow.
I caught a little contact. Some lyrics came out. I was like, whoa. And I was actually under influence when I recorded that. And it came out so well. Like, and no, I was mad. I was like, after we did the record, like after that night, and I heard it, I was mad at myself. I was like, yo, I ain't like it. I was like, nah, I don't think it's this. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. And the way they put it, he put it out there. I mean, Supreme put it out there first. He uploaded it online. And the hits that he got off it was like crazy. You know? So I was like, wow, maybe I should just leave it like this. And I left like that, and I ended up falling in love with it myself.
And what's the artist's name again?
It's Evan Supreme, and Jay Biggs is on there also.
All right. So what I mainly want you to do is, I want you to introduce the next track. You know, let them know who is buying everything, and we're going to swing it like that, because this track is bananas.
Okay. Dawns and Divas. Without further ado, I introduce to you She. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Me in the evening, put me breakfast in the nighttime. Never late, always on a little. My name big for a reason. Butter pecan Puerto Rican, I be freaking. Sweet up in the season, we'll be there for the weekend. Breakfast in bed, I'm a freak, so I be eating. She better get the top, and if not, just get the lead. When yo, why do you stressing? I'm that nigga she texting. Go from sexing to sexing after calling the veteran like, that nigga big, just amazing, no question. Step up your game, little homie, take the second.
Light skinned niggas keep on fighting.
Yo, Flowway.
Hello?
Yeah. Now, where did that part come in at?
Okay. That's Abbie Supreme's brother, Kadeem. He's the one who first actually introduced me to Abbie Supreme. And, He was feeling some type of way about the record and everything. And he said that, like, and it's crazy because when we was like, it's a rap. Like, we just had finished recording this song, and, you know, everybody bugging out and everything. You know? And he was like, light-skinned niggas keep on fighting. You know what I'm saying? He said that to us. And I was like, yo, come here. You got to say it just the same way. You know, because I'm in goofy mode because I caught the contact. So I'm over here messing, like, trying to get him to come and step in the booth and say that on a record. And it was just dope. I was just like the way it
sounded. We're going to get back into it. I have a caller for you on the line. We're going to just call in real fast. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. That was right on point, that song right there. And sound like you're doing big things, you know. Just keep up the good work and, you know, hey, make it happen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, I mean, how long have you been promoting?
I've been doing this for 7 years now.
Wow. That's what's up. It seems like you do, like I say, you're doing a hell of a job, and keep it up, and always keep the man up above first.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you know he's the only one making it possible.
Yes, ma'am. He's my Lord and Savior.
Every day, all day, right?
Yes, ma'am. Without him, it wouldn't be possible.
I know that's right, and if I could make it tonight, I would, but unfortunately, you know, I'm in another state, so... keep doing you know, keep the violence down and keep it going.
Thank you.
And I will live for the rest of I'm in Jersey. I'm just across the bridge, like, but you know. You ever be in Jersey? You ever do any promotions?
Yes, we do NJ Pack sometimes. We have bought Charlie Wilson there. We have bought Miguel, Martin Brosius, Patti LaBelle. We have a lot of different artists out there.
Oh, wow. Are you ever down towards Asbury Park?
I'm not too sure. Only thing I really know in Jersey is at the McGee Hall, NJ Pack, I know we're there, NJ Pack.
Okay, well, I'll be listening for your information at the end of the show, and, you know, see what's going on and everything, and then that way I can keep up with what's going on with you and everything.
Right. If you want to check my email for everybody, if they want information, you can check my email. It's flowwaymanagement@gmail.com. That's FLUI management in the subject for the email, just put events, and you will automatically get all updates of what we got going on.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, I am. Facebook.com/flowway. I'm sorry, Flow Got Style. That's FLOGOTSTYLE.
Okay. Okay, I'll make sure that I request you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, no problem. And keep up the good work, like I said, you know.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
No. Thank you for calling. Now,
no
let
problem.
Me ask you. How long have you actually, what made you want to start getting into promotion?
Derek was my mentor. You know, just from being so young, like I used to perform in my living room, you know. I used to when the radio songs would come on, I would follow the radio. So at the time, 98.7 was out. And for me to be a little kid and be in love with 98.7, you know. So the songs would play on the radio, I would turn the radio down and sing the songs. I was doing that like when I was like 4 or 5. I would just like to entertain people and to see people either to, you know, to make them laugh or to make them smile, make them whatever. I'd like to entertain people. So I just started doing things to make people happy. But at the end of the day, it was making me happy. You know, so that's how everything just really started to fall into place. And I kept watching Derek. I kept surrounding myself with around him. Because the things he was doing was things that, like, I want to do that when I get older. You know, so he's my mentor. He's the one who really had a small vision. And being around him turned my vision to do other great things.
Now, as far as you're doing it now, y'all all together on the Rock Entertainment. Has anybody ever felt like, okay, I'm still be with on the Rock Entertainment, but I'm going to break loose and do my own? Do you ever think about that, but still being involved with on the Rock Entertainment?
I mean, everything I do, when I'm doing it, whether it's just me by myself and I'm doing it, or we doing it all together on the Rock, is, you know, everybody has certain things that, you know, it's like certain promoters. That's like if I get a phone call tomorrow and, oh, I want you to help me with this event, I want you to help me get on board with this event. Depending on how big the event size it is and how much, I'm always trying to include Derek on everything I do. You know, I'm always trying to include on the Rocks on everything I do. But sometimes it'd be something small, something the promoter just has a personal relationship with me and he just wants me only. You know, but at the end of the day, our team is always the majority of everything we do together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, have it ever came to a point where you're doing a promotional event and you got somebody in there that you feel you always had a problem with and they actually end your event? How would you justify into like keeping it at a steady pace, you know, so the event don't get outrageous, and you know you got this person in there that you're really not crazy about?
Well, I just tell security, you know, if the person's there and they just seem like they're having a good time and they have the ball, because I don't care if you don't like it. You know, it's plenty of people that come out to our events that I haven't had issues with, and they still come out to the event. They still pay to get in. They still support the bar. They still do everything. So, hey, at the end of the day, hey, maybe you're not here for me. Maybe you're here for the entertainment. It is what it is. So I don't have no really big beef about it. But if me and you had a big issue, and I know you're trying to destroy what I have here, you know, I'll just have my security escort you out. That's not a big issue.
Let me ask you something. Now, you said that what's the worst thing about being the best thing about being a promoter? What's the worst thing about being a promoter?
The worst thing about being a promoter is the people begging for complimentary tickets. That's the worst thing. People never wanted to support like that. I just feel like, how can you just like, all right, I was on Facebook last night, right? And this falls into play because I was on Facebook last night. I made a post that had 15 tickets left. Some lady I never even saw a day in my life, I don't know where she came from, she said, I am BXFB News. Don't I get complimentary with tickets? And I'm like, things like that. Like, people just always expect that you owe them something, you know? And in this world nowadays, you don't get nothing for free. You want to, you know, you want a plastic bag from the deli, they're going to charge you 10 cents, you know? So that's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at it. But I don't mind looking out for people that support me. You support me, but you don't have it, and I know you good to me, I'm going to look out for you. But when people just suspect off the bat all the time, they want a free ride, this and that, you know, we're not doing this for our health. You know, we're doing this because it's something we have a passion for. And there are expenses that come with this at the end of the day. There are. And that's the worst thing about being a promoter. People just always, let me offer you something. You know, when you first approach me, oh, can I get 2 tickets for the price of 1 and things, different things like that. And the show only been on sale for 2 days. You know?
Man.
So, and trust me, as you can see, when we was at that theater, we looked out for a lot of people. When shows wasn't selling crazy and everything like that, or even if they was, no matter what, we always looked out for people. Oh, discounts, deals, everything. So, and right now, this is a point in time that we need a lot of support right now, because we don't have no rent, this theater backing us up right now. So we need a lot of support from the people. So continue doing the things that we're trying to do.
Now, let me ask you, because I know a lot of people, they be wanting to know this too. You know, it's a general question. If you feel you want to ask, you can ask it. I know some promoters don't want to ask it, but some promoters do. Now, when you going in, what is the best option to get? The bar or the door? The, you know, they say a lot of lounges don't want to give up that bar, but they give up that door because, you know, when you go in, people are going to buy bottles and all that. So out of your perspective, just speaking in general, what do you feel is the best way to go about doing that? In the lounge or the bar? I mean, the door or the bar?
Wow.
You don't have to answer.
I'm going to answer you, Rich. I want my hands in both. So, but if I have to choose which one, I like, okay, door to bar. The bar, definitely. Because people always getting discounts, people always getting it for free, people always, there's always some stuff, a scheme, something going on with that door. It's always something funny. And with the bar, you can't go to the bartender and say, look, I got $6, can I get a drink on? And the drink is $10. You know what I'm saying? So at the bar, it's more strict and it's more controllable. But that money is definitely going to be there. It's definitely going to be right at the bar. But at the door, it's different. Everything, when they want to just pack out the place, they'll fluctuate. Oh, it's $5, we charge y'all $10 a piece, or different things like that. So I would definitely say the bar, especially, you know, if it's a big birthday or something, celebration going on, people popping bottles, people drinking really well. So I would say the bar.
Now, is being a promoter something for somebody that's in a relationship?
I was thinking, it's crazy. I was just talking to Kator from Trent Study yesterday. I met her and everything, and we had a talk. And she has a husband. I mean, you know, she has a boyfriend, kids. And everything, and I said, how do you really balance that all out? You know what I'm saying? How do you balance it out? That you work and then you do this and do that and everything. And so, you really could. You could be married. You really could have a relationship and be a promoter. It's just all about the mate you're dealing with. They just have to respect, especially if you're doing it because you love it. It's a passion. So they just have to be able to respect what you're trying to do. It's like your second job. It's a job to you. Or whatever you want to call it. So, yes, you can. If you can. I have had a lot of difficulty, though, because of just females not being able to trust. But do you have those that do trust? But it's not easy. It's definitely, I'm not going to say it's definitely not easy. But you definitely can do it.
Yeah, because I know the guys, they got the females coming at them, and they know they can get into the parties. They don't come at them either way. And you got the females with the guys coming at them, throwing the swag on, and you know what I mean?
I had one girl who was at every, when I was with her, she was at every event. When I tell you, she did not let nothing go by. We was at that theater, and it was a Mexican event going on that night. She was there. Whenever she knew that, it would be a lot of females around, everything like that. But the thing about it is, she never accused me of anything like that. I noticed her, you know what I'm saying, the way she was. But she never accused me. She just always wanted to be there. So, hey, I let her be there, hey. You know?
Wow.
You sticking with me and arguing with me, hey, you want to come? So she was just all about observation. That's another thing. Like if you really try to keep them away from, you know, your partner away from it too much, even if you're not doing something wrong, they're gonna think you are. And especially if you're a hot promoter, regardless if you're married or not, it's gonna be chicks that come out, you know, that come at you. And some women, you know, they don't believe in a man like that, I guess, and they want to be, you know, that's what causes issues.
Yeah, we have another call on the line, so we're going to bring them on real fast. All right, Flo?
Hello?
Hello? Cole, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Shelly. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I wanted to know, would you be bringing any of your artists? I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was wondering, would you be bringing any of your artists to the Carolinas?
We have never done it in North Carolina. But that's something that we're definitely working on for 2013. We're working on...
Okay, you got to check out Raleigh.
Hello?
I said you have to check out Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Yes. Raleigh and Charlotte, yes.
Okay. I definitely will.
Okay.
But do Raleigh have a lot of spots down there?
Yeah, it's a lot of spots. It's a whole bunch of clubs and events that they have where new artists do come here and, you know, they do shows. They do shows at, like, you know, like open mic night, stuff like that. There's a lot of things that you could do here, a lot of clubs that you can go to. I don't know, maybe if you can... Go ahead.
What's the big... Hello?
Yes.
Yes, what's the biggest theater out there?
The biggest theater out here would be... It's called the RBC Center.
The REC Center?
R, S in Richard, B as in Boy, C as in Cat Center.
Oh, RBC. Definitely going to check that out. Because we're working on world tours right now. So North Carolina is definitely one of the spots that we want to stop.
Okay. Yeah, try the RBC Center. And then there's a few clubs that they're always promoting this club all the time on the radio. It's called Body.
Okay.
I heard of that.
You might want to try. I haven't been there yet, but some of my friends, they go and they tell me that it's real nice, so you might want to try that too.
Okay.
Well, Body's
thank you
in
so
North
much
Carolina. I think they got a Body up there. They got a Body up here in Midtown, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They do, right? It just opened.
Right. You know, it's crazy because when she said the name, I was thinking about it. Yeah, it's a new one out there, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that might be the same owners or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that might be the same owners, but I know I heard that club is always jumping all the time. And they always have new artists going there all the time. All the time.
Dope. Oh, okay. I guess you gotta find out what's going on with that Body. I know rally parties be kind of crazy, don't they?
I heard that they are. Let's say I heard that they are. I heard that they're nice though. I heard they have a large crowd, and sometimes they even sell out when they turn people away from the door because it's too crowded.
Yeah,
because you know what it is? It's like a, down there, mostly in the South, it's not too many big name clubs. It's only like one or two. That's what always be like the biggest, you know? It's only like in New York, there's so many varies of clubs,
right,
that's big name and always packed every night. Out there, they got like the two most popping, you know, venues that everybody, that you can see everybody there at.
Okay.
I'm definitely gonna use that.
Check it out.
Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck.
All right, we have another caller for you, Flo. We're gonna bring them on real fast.
How about that, Flo?
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you got Flo Way on the line.
Hey, Flo Way, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good. I just wanted to know, what age group are you trying to attract with being a promoter? You know, like, are you going to throw, like, you know how you go to some lounges, it's like 21 and over. You go to, like, say, a lounge or a club, they want, like, the older crowd. What crowd are you looking for?
See, we do, I do events of all, most majority of all ages. So there's times when we might do events that's 21 and over. Like tonight, it's 23 and over. So just depending on the venue, the theme, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes we work on with other promoters upstate and do teen events. So
okay, it's
whatever makes sense, and just try to get different crowds of, you know. It's like this, if we have a teen event and there's some flyers or something there for an adult event, okay, they're going to take the flyers home and bring it to their mother. So that's the way we really do things. And it's crazy because when we had our first teen event at the Paradise, that's what it was most of the parents who come to all of our mature events, dropping their kids off, dropping their children off at the, you know, at the theater so they can party, because they already knew how our operation worked, and they, you know,
right.
So it varies.
It varies. And but what about the, like, say the 23, like say the party tonight, that's like starting at age 23, is that for men and women, or is that like a women? That's for both. So tonight will be like a mixture crowd for you.
Right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, Flo, let me ask you. Now, let's say you have you got a DJ doing your event, and they get there and they get ready to set up and everything, but come to find out, they find out the event was canceled. Do you still have to pay that DJ for doing that event, or how does that work?
Well, I never actually. Happened a few times. What I usually do is, because we booked you already, and I know that's taken away, you know, you could have had something else going on that night, so you probably wouldn't get the same exact pay that we won with the event, you know, if we had the event going on. But I definitely would try to work something out with you, you know. So it's never just, oh, yo, it's canceled, that's it. Now, if it's a certain amount of time before the event is canceled, that's the difference. But if it's the night of, or it's the week of, or something like that, I'll always look out for you.
Now, is it mandatory that DJ that's doing that event has a license for his DJing and all that, insurance and everything?
No insurance, no license, when, you know, when it comes to us. One thing you have to, you know, you just have to have skills. You know, like, I go to parties, we see play, we like you, we book you. You don't gotta have no license, you don't have to have no special. Nothing. Only thing you have to have is your own equipment and be able to rock the crowd. That's all it takes to be an entertainer. You don't have to have no license. That's the way I see it.
Now, what I want you to do is let the people know, like, tonight you got the thing going on at that Piranha. What other lounges that On the Rock Entertainment actually had events at?
I've done Piranha, we have done Columbus 72nd, we have We have done the Madison Square Garden. You know, we have done the Beacon Theater. We have NJ Pack, of course. You know, I can't even think right now because we've been there. We've been at the Palace for a couple of years. So before this, I'm trying to think. We did BBQs. We used to do BBQs every Thursday with Ed Love and friends. We used to do that before we got in there. So majority of the bigger venues out here, we have done events there.
Now, you was one of the 40-40. Oh, the 40-42? Oh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been hearing nothing about the 40-40 lately. That's another spot. I haven't been hearing about
it. They had closed down for, like, renovation, but they just opened back up about a couple of months ago, I believe.
Okay. Now, in your mind, do you believe that the Paradex is going to reopen? Do you think they're going to bring it back open, or do you think they're going to change it around? You know, just generally speaking. You know, what's your theory? Just generally speaking, you know.
Yeah. I do believe the Paradise will be reopened. Of course, we won't be there because we're moving forward. But I don't think it's going to be ran the same way we ran the Paradise. So I definitely think it will be probably a different type of crowd coming in there. I definitely think it will be different kind of events going in there. But so I definitely believe that it will be reopened.
Wow. Now, do you feel like this promotion thing is something that you would actually make a career out of, or do you feel like you're just going to do it for a little while, and you're just going to go straight to your music thing and deal with your artist?
No, this is something I'm definitely working on making a career out of it. I really have dedicated 7 years of my life, you know, to this. And I continue to, and I'm going to continue to go hard at it. Because I believe that majority of everything you can make a career out of, you know, and it's a little harder to live because, you know, it's not too good. The benefits and everything, the medical and all that other stuff, you know, you want. That's the main reason why a lot of people get city jobs and other things like that, and regular 9-to-5 jobs, and they have dreams of doing other things, but there's no benefits for healthcare and social, you know, and all that other stuff, pension that come with. But I believe that you can make yourself so successful that you'll be able to take care of yourself for the rest of your life. And I believe that you can do it with this entertainment industry.
Now, what's the next step? You know, you got your artist going on. Are you planning on dealing with other artists later on down the line, or are you just sticking to this one right now?
I do plan on working with others down the line. I have worked with a few in the past, and mostly all of the relationships went sour because the artist was willing to give half and not all. And when you want somebody to manage you, you know, I'm not going to just do what I say do or do what I, you know, but I have somewhat knowledge of it. So there's certain things that, as an artist, you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, if you're going to do a mixtape, you're supposed to be trying to get shows. You're supposed to try to get yourself out there. It's not just about recording the music and putting it out there. It's about going full throttle. It's about getting the radio interviews. It's about doing all of that. And as a manager, that's my, you know, part of my job description. And as an artist, you're supposed to do that. So I had artists that, oh, I don't feel like doing a show. I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel, and get lazy and not as motivated. So I have felt bad from that for a while. But when I met E of the Supreme, he made me want to get back into it again. So I'm definitely interested. I'm definitely looking for a female artist right now to deal with, because I have only worked with guys. So I'm definitely looking for a female artist to work with.
So now,
because I write music also, so I'm trying to get linked with that.
Okay, so now let me ask you, how do you balance this out? Because, you know, you got to do the promotional things, you got to go to the events, and then you have to go to the, deal with the artists and managing them, and, you know, your promotion thing is big like that, where, you know, you got to move around and things. So how do you actually balance everything out?
The way I balance everything out is mostly everything is connected, you know? Or sometimes I just separate the two. One day I'm working on this, one day I'm working on that. One day I'm working on... So it's just all about being organized. So let's just say if I'm working on big black and white affair, okay, and my artist, I'm going to make sure my artist's mixtape drops probably like 2 weeks before that black and white affair, so he can perform there. So I'm always trying to link all of it together. That's my, when I see one, I pitch, if I'm doing a big concert, I'm working on a big concert, I'm going to make sure my artist performs. You know, so it's together.
Wow.
One backs up the other.
Wow. Well, you know, Flowway, I really want to thank you. Our lines is flooded right now, so I want you to give them all your information right now.
Okay, New York, and listeners, you can Twitter at Flowsway1. That's FLOSWAY. One, you can follow me on Instagram. That's at FlowsWay1. Also, you can add me on Facebook, Flowway, FLOSWAY. If you need the URL, it's facebook.com/ Flow Got Style. That's Flow Got Style. FLOGOTSTYLE. And I'm on there, so you can always connect with me. I'm always open to working with other driven individuals like myself.
Is there any shout outs you want to give, Flo? Anything like that?
I want to shout out D, shout out On The Rock, shout out Swagger, Steve Ice, and I want to shout out everyone that's coming out tonight. We're going to have a ball.
Wow, you know it. Well, you know, it's always an honor having you on, Flo. And you know, you welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. And when you get that new artist and those exclusives, make sure you send them to us.
Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me, Flo?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're having a connection.
So like I said, you know, you welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. When E! Supreme start doing those exclusives, send them to us. You know, we got a GQ Palace CD that's going out right now. That's already circulating. We're going to do another one called Next Level, so definitely fill us in on that. Let us know what's going on.
Definitely. I definitely will, Rich. Appreciate
it. Sure. No doubt. Flowway, Dons, and Divas. All right, coming up next, we got Kia in the building with her GQ General Question. You don't want to miss this, so stay right there. And don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
And it's butter, baby!
For sure.
You sexy and you know it, then you clap to it. You sexy and you know it, put your back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy and we know it. If you sexy and you know it, then you clap to it. You sexy and you know it, put your back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy and we know
okay.
It Lulu said he's stunting,
hey.
Lulu by the business,
no.
Lulu wants something,
okay.
And Lulu go and get it,
right.
Next batter up,
okay.
And Lulu don't miss it. Step out like I'm winning. Oh, my hair and nails did it. And I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
I'm sexy and I know it. Elevated from the haters.
Right.
I be looking like I'm floating.
Okay.
Make them burn them up. So it's time to get it toasted.
It.
I lit it and lighted and loving. Now I'm more focused.
Lulu.
High up in the air. High up in the air.
Okay.
I look like I'm the motherfucking flyest up in here.
Right.
Blue to my boobs like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings. Try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Just
watch my own ass. Who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back into it. My ladies in here going and
we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy, and we know it. If you sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going, and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy, and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money, Lulu by the pastries,
okay.
when they come to cake,
right.
Lulu got the bakery, got the total package, certified the shit, I'm guaranteed to hit, get the game of rich kids,
okay.
cause I'm sexy and I know it, sexy and I know it, the shoes and outfit, match the bag that I'm holding,
okay.
never trying hard,
right.
cause it's easily they know it,
okay.
love me in a minute, cause the booty out is poking,
yeah.
show them what you got, show them what you got,
okay.
they ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot, ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch? Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ.
Uh-huh.
We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call the time it says and play whatever we play.
Yeah.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
All right, Dawgs and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me right now, I have Kia. Kia, welcome to the show. Hello, Kia, are you there? And how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm all right, I can't complain. Well, I appreciate you taking this time out to join us.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Would you like to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, I do a lot of regulation work. I work for the Security Exchange Commission, which is SEC. I have a degree in finance and economics. I have a passion for sports. That's my number one passion, sports.
Oh, you like sports? Oh, okay.
For books, reading. Obviously, it's all major, but it's all good. I love my work. I love my job. That's it about me.
Okay, so you got a couple of things going on there. All right. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic for the evening is, how do you feel about exes getting back together? Do you think it's a good or bad thing?
Oh, for exes to get back together?
Exes, yes, getting back together.
Whoa.
And why I say this, because I have two friends. I don't know if this is a season when exes are getting back together. It must be. I have two friends who are getting back with their ex. One got back with their ex last year. One is getting back with, well, in the process of getting back with her ex, as she told me. So I'm thinking it's a season of exes getting back together.
But you know what? Phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to join in Kia's topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Me, personally, I feel like if they are ex, they should remain an ex. There should be no reason, you know, why y'all got back together. If y'all broke up, it must have been something that really had broke y'all up. So what could possibly actually bring y'all to get back together? You understand? Because my whole theory about it is, what was the reason y'all broke up? Why did y'all break up? And if it's that specific reason on why y'all broken up, what's making y'all want to get back together?
Correct. True.
So to me, it got to be more than just, you know, getting back. It got to be something. I don't know. That's kind of tricky. I mean, even if you got a child with your ex, you understand, there's still no reason you don't get back for the kids.
Right.
You understand? Because that's just going to make the situation worse.
Well, I know for friend number two, she went through emotional stress, and I'm sitting here in a state of shock last week when she told me that, you know, her and, you know, I'm like, I listened. I didn't say anything. I just listened to what she was telling me when she called me. I was like, you know, I was like, well, when did y'all see him? Did y'all talk? Have you been dating or going out? She was like, no, we've been talking on the phone. I'm still not saying nothing. After I hung up, I'm saying to myself, I have to see her face to face for me to give her my comment. I am in total disagreement. I did not like him from the beginning. I did not like what he put her through. But I was there to listen to what she had to say. She's the type I want to say she's insecure. And then maybe I will say that I have the slightest clue. I am still in a state of shock that these two are getting back together.
I mean, well, you know, some people probably feel like, you know, well, she probably feel like he didn't treat her that bad. You know, love is a strong thing.
Now,
well, you know, love is a strong thing for some people. You know, and they'll do anything, you know, to try to keep it working. Some people just have those feelings that just don't go away. You know, and that's the bad thing.
I'm talking about short emotional. You know, when you have to hear that girlfriend, you know, crying, or she's like, you know, I'm done. I mean, you know how many times I heard, I'm done. You know what? You know, I'm done. Smart. She's smart. Very good. And I'm like, well, you know, do what you need to do. Yeah, it's over. He the one that said, you know, we need to be apart. We need it. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to go back to how many times she had told me where it's done. I'm finished. And I'm trying to remember, you know, certain things where I was reflecting, like, have I just missed the picture, or have I just didn't realize that when she said we were done, that means he was done. And then when she told me they were talking on the phone, so technically she saw him maybe one time. So that one time of talking on the phone, y'all getting back together? I'm still in a state of shock about, I saw his whole arrogancy about, you know, what he put her through is like, you know, I have to see her in person. I can't tell her what I feel over the phone. We have to talk in person for me to tell her.
But you know, some females, they like that bad boy status. I don't understand. So maybe he was just like that bad boy that, you know, controls her. Well, I want you to hold on. We have a call on the line. We're gonna bring them in real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. What's up, Kia? My input on this situation, true enough, an ex is an ex for a reason, but to each his own. You know, if he did a dirty one time, trust and believe it can happen again.
Exactly.
And 9 times out of 10, it will happen again. So, go ahead.
What advice would you tell somebody in that situation?
I would tell them, you better think about that thing. Because, I mean, seriously, life is too short. Life is too short for, you know, and she's young, too.
Yeah.
You got a whole life ahead of you.
I'm thinking, everything ahead of you. Are you kidding me? To go back to what? And they did a part. Are you ready for this? I think it probably was 36 months. I'm trying to say 36 months. If I'm adding on some months, because I was so glad that he was through with them. He was done. He was gone. And all of a sudden, I'm like, didn't he just? And then all of a sudden, they're getting back together. he told her that, you know, I'm quite sure he probably, I don't know the verbatim of the line he gave her, but the way he was telling me, and I'm sitting in, like I said, I'm listening, and I'm saying to myself, have he lost her mind? Is she crazy?
Why can't she just be in love?
What? That ain't love, right?
Does she
have a low self-esteem? It's got to be something, and like he said, she could be just so in love with this man, and, you know, we don't know, because I'll give you another scenario of a person that I question. This was a dude now, moved out with the girl that he was living with, right? Put his stuff in storage, everything like that. In less than a month, dude was back with this chick. She's doing the same identical thing she was doing before. Now you're saying, why did I put myself back in this predicament? Look, I can't even give you no advice.
Yep.
You brought that on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad that you're going to have to deal with it. You know, so, that's why I say it depends on the individual. We don't know what they may have went through in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, it's not a good look.
Right.
But, you know, somewhere down the line, something has went on that has really strongly destroyed her. Maybe mentally, physically, you know, this man may be what she just wants. But trust and believe, if he did it one time, he's going to do her again.
Exactly.
And she's going to be there. She's going to be in the same mode, if not worse.
Exactly. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hold on to your thoughts. We're going to bring it right back to you. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Shelly.
Hey,
hey,
guys.
I didn't want to give her. That's I'm listening. That's why I just listen. I'm not giving no input. I'm just listening. A listening ear.
Okay. I'm gonna speak from experience. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am no longer in my marriage right now. I left my husband. Now, Tia, this is what I want to say to you. You can tell your friend all day long what she should and should not do and how she should feel and what she deserves. My family has told me that for years, years and years. You should leave him. You deserve better, this, that, and the third. But when homegirl gets tired, she's going to do something about it. By you telling her, which my family has told me, and, you know, I give them big props for that, and they were absolutely right in everything that they were saying. But it's going to take her to say, I'm done. It's going to take her. It's not going to take you. It's not going to take nobody else.
Exactly.
What anybody else says, it's going to take her to leave. And that's what I had to do. I was like, you know what? My family's like, you know what? You need to leave him. You need to do these sorts of things. And, you know, he's not good for you. You deserve better. When she is tired, she's tired.
And she could end up turning on you. She could end up turning on you, Kia, just because.
I didn't say nothing.
I'm giving you advice.
But I didn't even say anything when she told me she's finished. I just heard her. I listened. I heard her tell me, you know what, Kia, I'm done. I'm not going to deal with this mess. This is 3 years ago. This is, you know, it felt like it was 3 years.
You gotta let her do it, Kia. You gotta let her do it. No matter how you're thinking, oh God, this girl need to get out of this. She need to do, you know, do what she needs to do. She got to do it. She has to do it. And I'm talking from experience. Nobody can tell her. I mean, you guys can give her all advice. I know you probably love her to death, but honestly, I'm telling you, when she's tired of it, she's going to make that move. She's going to do it.
Well, if it's not too late.
I thought she did what she was done. And now, 3 years later, they're getting back together. And I'm like, well, what did you tell me? So this
that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing that my family told me too. They were like, Kelly, I thought you said you were done. Da 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 da. And I stayed together for different reasons. I don't know why she's staying with him, but I have a family. I have kids. That was my reason for trying to make it work. I don't know what her reason is, but I'm just saying, you got to let her hold that bag. You have to let her do it.
And see, that's the thing. People want to stay together because of the kids, but the kid is not going to make the relationship work. Wait, hold on. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hold on for a minute. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you on the air.
Well, this is VIP Dre. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Dre?
What's up, Dre?
Okay. All right. I'm just calling. I haven't really been near the topic. I'm on the bus. So I just want to call and shout everybody out. What's the topic of the problem?
Go ahead, Tanya. Your topic.
The topic is, how do you feel about exes being back together? Do you think it's good or bad thing?
Say that again.
Okay, I'll repeat it. How do you feel about exes getting back together? Do you think it's a good or bad thing?
How do I feel about exes getting back together?
Yeah.
How do you feel about exes getting back together? That's it. Oh, man, that would be like two matchsticks. Because if you set a plane, boy, it could be good, it could be bad. I can't really, I wasn't really listening, so I'm not going to really get into it. But it could work if you want it to work, but why go backwards? You know, why go backwards? If you're living your life and you're happy and somebody keeps stalking, you can't make somebody be with you. You know, maybe that person don't want to be with that person, or, you know, I don't know, but you can't make somebody be with you. And sometimes we want to make people be together and we can't be together. And sometimes we want to be together and it just ain't working. So if the combination didn't work, I think the lock is broken. Don't fix it. Just move on. You know, that's my input. I'm not going to say too much, because like I said, I didn't really need too much. But I just wanted to shout everybody out and say hi to everybody. But that's my input. I don't think you should go back to your ex. Because if the ex, that's why I say ex. You know, because you were raped. And I feel no more.
Exactly. That's why I said the ex is for a reason. So why would you even put yourself in going backwards? Because that's what you're doing. You're going backwards. So why would you want to go backwards?
Well, I don't plan on going back to my husband. So, I mean, I don't plan on going back to him. I'm done. Pretty much done.
Okay.
It had to take me to do that. That's all I'm saying. It had to take me to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm not doing it no more.
What made you feel like that, if you don't mind me asking? What actually made you feel like, okay, I'm done? And how long have you been with him? So that
20 years.
Matter. All right, well, 20 years is a long time. What made you actually get to that point to where it took you 20 years to say, I'm done? Because you had to go through the situation you was going through for a while for you to get to that point to be like, okay,
absolutely,
I'm done now. So it was either like the kids you got in a situation with, like, I'm going to do this for my kids, and that didn't work. Okay, I'm going to do this for my marriage, that didn't work. Okay, I'm going to do this for our relationship, that didn't work. I'm going to do this for me, that didn't work. So what actually made you feel like, okay, this is it, I'm done, I'm not going to be bothered with it no more?
Okay. 6 years ago, I was done, mentally done. When I took my wedding ring off and put it on the dresser, I said, I'm done. But then my daughter was like 5 or 6 years old, and I said, wow, you know, let me try to hang in there till she gets a little bit older, till she, you know, gets a little bit older that she'll understand things a little bit more. But also that came and bit me in the ass in the long run, because they were telling me, she was telling me, Mom, Dad doesn't treat you right, you know what, you need to leave, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, she's what? She doesn't really know. This is what I'm thinking in my mind. I'm like, you know, she really doesn't know. You know, she's just saying, you know, just saying stuff or whatever. But what really made me leave and say I'm done was, I'm very family orientated, and my son and my husband was getting ready to throw blows in the street.
And I was like, y'all not getting ready to do this right here, right now. And he was very much like, you know what, F that, da-da-da-da-da, he got to get out, all these sorts of things. And I'm like, wow, we're supposed to be a family, you know, we're supposed to be a family. We're not supposed to act like this on top of the other things. But really, I just said that I was done. I needed to be happy, and I had to go. I had to leave in order to find myself, and I have to find myself all over again. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it, you know. I have to find myself all over again, but with that being said, I'm happy, and it took me to do this. Nobody else did it. I did it myself, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't miss him. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to run back to him and all of the other kind of stuff. No, I'm just tired. I'm fed up, basically. I was fed up. That's what it was. Fed up with our relationship between him and I, and then the kids' relationship, and, you know, he didn't have a relationship with them like I think a father should have. And it was just that. It was a lot of stuff, and I was like, you know what, I'm not happy. He's like, there's nothing wrong with the marriage, we're good, da-da-da-da-da, you know, let's go to work, pay the bills. And that's all we were doing, was going to work, paying the bills. There was no fun in the relationship. I mean, there was no fun. The sex was horrible. Okay. I mean, keeping that real. I mean, there was a lot of things going on. I mean, you know.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Would you state in the fact that you said, okay, you looked at your daughter, and that's what really made you want to get it together? Then she was like, well, mom, you know, you're not treating you right. Do you feel like at that point, if you would have left at that point, before you looked at your daughter and decided you're going to try to make it work, that you would be getting back together with him now?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Absolutely, I have no love. There's no love there. There's no love. There's no reason for me to go back. I stopped loving him 6 years ago. There's no love there. But like I said, I was like, okay, I have a family, you know. You know, when I was growing up, my mom and dad split up when I was like 2 years old, you know. So I'm like, you know, I don't want my family like this. Sometimes women suck it up and they make it work. They try to make it work. They try to make it work for their family. A lot of women out there do it. They might not tell you, but they do it. They're unhappy, but they try to make it work for their family. They try to make it work.
Okay. Somebody just said something.
But it does not.
Now I'm asking, how is the relationship with the kids now?
Well, actually, the relationship, of course, my son, of course, he's from someone else when I was a teenager, but he had been in my son's life ever since he was 4 months old. My son is now 20. So, you know, I guess it's the alpha male or whatever, I guess. And then I noticed that once I had my daughter, that him and I have my daughter together. We only have her together. That's when things really started to change, and I started realizing, like, okay, what's up with this? Or whatever. He started treating him differently and things like that. And I was like, wow, you know, you've been in his life the first 8 years of his life, and then we have a daughter together, and he kind of changed it up on me. And I'm like, okay, wow, you know. But I was like, basically, just trying to stay in it for my family. And I say to any women out there, try it. I'm not going to say don't, you know, get out of it immediately. Just, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I did it. It backfired on me. It didn't work for me. It may work for somebody else, but it didn't work for me. That's why I left. It took me a long time to leave. Some people may want to get out right away. If you're feeling that sort of way, yeah, like I said, it backfired on me. By staying for the kids, I still lost out on years of my life by doing that.
Wow.
By doing it.
Cool. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Rachel.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right. I heard the topic. I feel an ex is an ex. Believe that past in the past. However, I have seen people get back together with an ex, and I've seen it work. In my case, no, never. I would not. Too damaging, too much pain, too much. I would not. I feel you, Shelly. I agree with. I feel you. I empathize and sympathize. I went through the same thing. My advice would be, if there's one red flag. Okay, well, maybe. get out quick. If there's two red flags, get out quick. Don't wait all those years, because I, too, stayed for a very, very long time, many, many years, and it just took a toll on us all.
So, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it took a toll on all of us, and we still have to do the same. But X is an X, in my opinion.
Rachel?
Yes.
How long have you been together?
How long was I in mine?
Yep.
About 21 years? 21 years. About 21 years.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw the red flags before I got married. I saw the red flags before I had the second
child.
Right.
I saw the red flags, yeah. Too. Well, I did, too, but I went ahead with it.
Right, me, too. Even before I had the second child. But I went on ahead and got pregnant and thought I was falling back in love and trying it, and it got even worse. Because then I had two kids involved. And then, you know, it just got so very ugly. It got ugly. Yeah.
The good part about the separation for me, that it's not ugly yet. I mean, he's cordial, or whatever the case may be, or whatever. He's cordial because I asked him to do that with our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he thinks that with our daughter that there's still something there. I'm thinking that I'm not going to say he's going to use her to try to get back with me, but he finds ways to say, okay, well, she has a recital. Let's go together. Let's ride in the same car.
Yep.
I'm like, nah.
There.
You know, I'm trying
in
to
there.
Get my own ride and go to my own stuff,
yep.
You know? And
in
I'm like,
there.
And then I'm looking at him, like when he talks to me, I'm looking at him with a cold heart, like a serious cold heart. And
yes.
Rachel, you know me. You know me. I'm good people.
Yep.
But when he's talking to me, I have a cold heart, like, you would not believe.
I totally feel the same way. Same way.
I don't understand. What makes you want to stay in a relationship for so long that you feel like, you know, you don't have to be in love with the person. That don't mean you don't love them.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So it goes about how you looking at it. Like you said, there's no love there. Okay, there's no love there, meaning you're not in love with him. That's obvious. But of course, then you could say that I don't love him. You know, but that's not true, because there's something there that kept you with him for 20 years, regardless. You could say whether it was the kids, whether you tried or never, but God forbid if something happened, you're going to be there, because that's still your husband, that's your kid's father, but you're still going to always love him. You may not be in love with him, but you will always love him. So that's what makes me go back to the fact of, okay, if you wouldn't have been with your daughter, seen your daughter Prince at that time, and you would have split at that specific time 6 years ago, do you actually believe that, you know, due time that you would have got back with him? You understand?
No. I don't think so. No. It did take me 6 years later to leave him, but I'm just saying, no. Once a woman set up, it's over.
Yeah. But in my situation, though, I kept finding reasons to go back. Oh, well, maybe I'll do it for the kids. And then it didn't work out for the kids. Oh, maybe I'll do it for financial purposes. Oh, it didn't work out for financial purposes. Well, maybe I'll go back for the... And then, you know what? I finally woke up and said, this is just poisonous.
That's how I felt.
Can't do it. I'm waking up in the middle of the night with cold sweat, big cramp, and just looking at this person and just hating and not wanting to hate, but having so much anger and rage and knowing, you know.
Okay,
but then also I was mad at myself for having gone back so many times, having stayed so many years, and so then my self-esteem goes back down. Oh, so long. I'm just so glad that the eyes are just finally open, you know.
But Rachel, you saw the red flag before you even got married.
I did too. Before I got married. Yep.
So you know what you want to get married, like the happiest day. That's your happiest day.
Like I've mentioned on other shows, there's such thing as relationship addiction. I was definitely one of those people who was addicted to this stupid relationship, this toxic relationship. I was addicted to it. The relationship with my God, the relationship with my mother, the relationship with my father, the relationship with my children, it was greater than, to me, that relationship was greater than anyone else around me. I had allowed myself to fall so low and feel so bad about myself that all I felt I could cling on to and have was that relationship.
So, here's what I want to ask you. I don't know whether that was Rachel, I just said it. You said you felt like that before you got married. If you felt like that before you got married, why did you get married?
Sorry. Right.
That's a good question. I have that question for myself.
I can say that because, wow. You know what it was? At that time, I had pushed him aside. I had realized, oh, I can do better. You know, I could do better by myself, but I'm going to do great, you know, without you. And I was doing great without him. Pushed him aside. But then I saw other people wanted him. Then I saw that he straightened up. Then I saw that he decided to join the church. And he was so manipulating that he pretended to be this great man. And at that time, he was for a minute. And I fell back in love with the person that I, you know, never, that I prayed that I would have. And he was that. He held down two jobs. He had joined the church, got in good with the family, and then other people wanted him. Oh, no, that's mine. Oh, I'm going to get pregnant by him now, and I'm going to get married. So I paid for the wedding, bought him vehicles, and just fell in love and spoiled him, and not too long after that.
Can I tell you something? You know, not to throw you off, but you wanted him because everybody else wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
You seen the things that was going on. You didn't want him because you was in love with him. That's not why you married
mm-hmm.
him.
Right.
You married
right.
him so nobody else could get him.
Looking back now, I'm like, how stupid could I have been? But you know what? Experience is a good teacher. And I've said this several times before. Experience is a good teacher. Time is a teaching tool, and I'm grateful for my experience because I learned from it. And I was victorious, and I got out of it.
I've learned.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know, by all means necessary.
Yeah, and I had to give up about him. I had to go. I got depressed, and I got up to 300 pounds. I started drinking real bad. I had even fell into sniffing coke. I fell really hard, you know, but hey, like I said, I had to go through it. Sometimes you got to go through something. Sometimes some people, are they good, they can just, red flag, going the other way. I myself, I'm one of those people who actually had to go through it, you know. Otherwise, I might not have learned through it. I learned from it, and I'd be going through it right now, you know, so I'm grateful that I went through what I went through.
To back Rachel up on what she just said, experience is definitely a good teacher, but if I had any advice to any of these ladies out here, I mean, if you can get out now. I mean, everybody stays for different reasons. I mean, to this day, I'm just in like, well, why'd you stay so long? What are you doing? I can't believe you spent all of that time or whatever. But a lot of women like to keep their family together regardless, and they basically are the backbones of the family.
Yeah.
Yes, the guys may be the breadwinners or, you know, take care of the house and pay the bills, but the woman is the backbone. She's the one that keeps the family together. However, if the mother or wife is not happy, the household is not happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good statement. Yeah, and you have to let go. But like I said, I wasted a whole lot of time letting go, you know what I'm saying? Letting go, but I'm not going back. I did my 20 years. I did my 20-year bid. That's what I'm calling it. I'm done. It's just, like I said, once my heart turns cold, you know, it's basically nothing you can do. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do.
When a woman is fed up, she's fed up.
I'm done. I did what I thought I was supposed to do, and it's over.
Right.
But women's really fed up. They went and go 20 and 30 times to get it done with. So y'all listen to that R. Kelly song. Hold on, we have another caller on the line. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you on the air?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, ladies, wait a minute. Ain't some dudes on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Richmond. Hi, Gray. So I heard the topic. Very good topic. Very good topic. But I want to commend the Divas. Nothing personal, Don. But I want to commend the Divas for leaving when you did. You know, it sometimes it does take a very long time. You know, sometimes it does take a very long time, whether it's a very long time to find yourself or a very long time just to, you know, wake up. It does happen. You know, it does happen. And I want to commend you guys for leaving. I don't care if it took 50 years. At least
thank
you're able
you.
To admit
oh,
to
the thank you, Lamina. Thank you.
Thank you. I stayed for a long time. You know, I don't care. It's the fact that you were able to finally come to grips with reality and say, I'm out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to commend you guys on that. My feedback on a topic is, you know, once you're an ex for a reason. You know, whatever it was that made me leave you is whatever I'm going to think about every time you try to come back. You know,
I agree with that.
You know, whether I fell out of love or whether it just wasn't working or whether we were compatible, but the next thing you know, we weren't compatible and, you know, I was blinded by love, whatever the case may be. You know, when we're younger, you know, you couldn't tell us that we didn't love somebody. You know, you couldn't tell us that that person wasn't perfect. Everybody was perfect, you know. But eventually their true colors come out and you see them for who they really are. That goes for men and women, you know. You see them for who they are. And I think once you wake up and you see that person and you realize that, you know what, I'm not happy, then guess what? You're not going to stay. You're not gonna stay, you know.
Yeah.
You're not gonna whatsoever. And there's no anything to think about. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, I mean, some people could say that, but see, it's other circumstances that they go through to make them stay. You understand what I mean? A person could tell you, well, you know, I'm not with this person because of the simple fact of, all right, they're not treating me good. You understand? And they could mean not treating them good by verbally abusing them, but they still stay with them. You understand?
Right. That goes back to what I was saying. If there's children involved, it's a whole total different story, Rich. It's a different ball game there.
But
different.
Yeah.
If it's just her and him, then, you know, maybe she might need that extra push. But I'm telling you from experience that when you have children with someone and you want to make it work, and nowadays you got so many women out here that are single, you know, trying to raise their kids up and like, gosh, you know what, I wish maybe I should have stayed for the kids, you know. They need fathers, you know. There's a lot of kids that don't have fathers, and some women stay for the fact, well, you know what, I'm not in love with them, or whatever the case may be, but I want my child to have a father. But you can leave the person as well.
But you know what?
I'm
going to be truthful with you. A lot of females do that, but a woman could actually raise a child better than a father if you really think about it.
They still need a father regardless, Rich. Regardless, they need that father figure in their life. Yes, they do.
But Shelly, you know what? A lot of people, a lot of women, I'm going to say women on this one, a lot of women tend to say, okay, well, I stayed because of my family. I stayed because of my kids. Guess what? If it's an unhealthy relationship and it's toxic, you're doing your kids more harm than good.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Like I said, it's a knee in the ass because now my daughter's like, she's nonchalant. Like, you know what? You left. I'm glad you left, but my life is still going to continue. Yes, absolutely.
Right. That's why, like, if anyone should we stay together, you know, should we stay together for the kids? I tell anybody point blank, you got to follow your heart, but don't use your kids as a pawn for you to stay. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not happy and
your kids are seeing that you're not happy,
then you really can't say, okay, well, you know what, I'm staying for my kids. So pretty much you're unhappy and you're making them unhappy because you're staying.
You're right. You're right. I learned that. You're right. Experience is the best teacher.
It is. You know, and the fact that they can learn from it and then say, you know what? Listen, me personally, I think that in life you shouldn't regret anything. The stuff that you went through in the past makes you a stronger individual today. So therefore, you learn from your mistakes, and the more experience you get, the better individual you'll be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of female downfall is they always say, okay, I'm staying for the kids. You know, if your kids are seeing you verbally abused, your kids are seeing the neglect at home, you know, you're showing them that it's okay for daddy to treat mommy like this or mommy to treat daddy like this. That's not. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You are right, Lavina. You are right 100%. 100%.
Yep.
You're right.
And like
you
say, the ex is an ex for a reason. And I strongly believe, regardless, you know, you can tell me you've changed all you want to.
Right.
But guess what? At the end of the day, you're still going to do what you did before to push me away.
Right.
And like I said, it could end up into death.
But you know
what? I'll go back and try it again when you're only going to get hurt once again.
I don't want to go back. I personally don't want to go back.
Oh, I would never go back to my husband.
I'm not going back.
Never. Never.
I'm not going back. No.
I have taken the time
to say, you know what? When I moved out, I was like, you know what? I'm not going back. You know what? If I look back, the only part I'm going to look back is if I'm in the mirror looking at my ass. Other than that, I'm not going back.
If you could take one thing out of relationship, just take the fact that the kids are a blessing and you have beautiful kids.
Absolutely. Like he tries now. He's like, oh well, look online. Let's go to Jamaica. F that, boo. We done. I don't want to go to Jamaica. Even though that's one of my favorite places.
Right.
I don't even want to go there anymore. Like, my heart is cold, like cold. Once my heart turned cold, I don't care if you took me to Jamaica, to Africa. My heart is cold. It's done.
Right.
It's over. My heart is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Once my heart turned cold, the bad part about it, like when he talks to me or whatever, I'm looking at him with, like, trying not to... to be so noticeable, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, nigga, my heart is cold right now. You know, I know you're crying right now. I see the tears and all that, and you about to get on your knees and beg me, but my heart is so cold. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. And that's not like me, because I'm a real good person. And
right.
When I looked at him and seeing that my heart was cold because he was trying to pour his heart out to me and tell me, don't leave, what are you doing, da-da-da-da. And I looked him straight in the face in the back of my mind. I was like, nigga, we done. We are straight up done. I was so cold with it within myself, but he didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I was cold. I was cold. I'm still cold-hearted with him. I am. I'm not going to lie, but... what I need to do is go ahead and release that and not be cold towards him because I have animosity towards him. But when he talks to me and says things to me, I don't give a fuck. Excuse me, y'all. I don't care. That doesn't. I don't care what you're saying to me right now. I don't care.
It's still new.
There's
nothing
you can say to me.
Sound like a bunch of womp, womp, womp.
Y'all know what?
Let me tell you what I'm mad about.
I am really pissed off right now because I said this last week. Where is all the guys at? It's six shows a week, and all the guys come on all the other shows, they stand there and listen, and they don't press one.
Yeah.
So, I want to know,
you know
why
what?
Every time it's a Friday, so it seems like the women do be bashing men.
Rich, I'm not bashing. I'm just speaking from my experience. I am not bashing any men at all.
I'm bashing.
I'm bashing.
Look at that.
I'm not saying men.
We have another caller on the line. We're gonna bring that caller in. All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah. What's the deal, man? giving the truth to the matter on the feedback. You know what I'm saying?
And like I was saying, like the mayor said, it could boil down to the fact of the person getting hit off. You understand?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Oh my God!
You know what?
We all grown. You know what I'm saying? So if you got into a new situation. And you like, they're not doing it for you like the old situation did. You always got their back because smartphone.
You always know how to.
There's a million
Exactly.
Y'all need to stop. That's the truth. Think about it.
All right, let me explain to you like this. You got to realize if a female is with a guy, and let's say he's in that pinpoint. And they break up, and she goes to somebody else, and he's not hitting her the way he's supposed to be hitting her. She's going to go back to that man, maybe even just for that one or two nights, or maybe that once or twice a month. But that's also a reason for them to try to go back and, you know, boom, bye, bang. You want to say
bye, bang?
He knows that specific spot.
Y'all quiet. I'm going to have to help you out. Now, there's a million and two men out there. Now, just because one might have that extra stroke that the other one don't have, don't mean that after a million and one, that's the only one. And if you
want
to
Well said. And, you know, y'all been in it for a minute or whatever, and she see her ex, you know what I mean? And then they got to be on oh, my God, that's my ex or whatever, whatever. They could still be on friendly terms, but the friendly terms is just what you see, okay? They don't talk about where they still linking each other via Facebook or, you know, got each other, you know, posting, sending each other pictures and still keeping that connect. Okay,
they keep it cordial for you, for your eyes.
Telling him what his dad's want to get inside of him or something. Cutting off his girl's throat.
they
no, yo, yo, you should have messed with her because she always got a tad and da da da. What the got to do with you, yo?
Like, I was driving, literally driving, and was like, wait a minute, ain't that B?
And after that, I bumped into him again. I didn't even give him my number or nothing. And then for some, it was crazy. He works for transit, and he was working where I live, right? And it was just crazy. It was just crazy how I bumped into him. And then the very next week, I was coming from New Rock City, and it was around the same time, coming in late, and he was there again. And I was, and he was like, "Oh, I'm so glad I saw you. I wanted to, you know, let's exchange numbers or whatever." And we've been cool ever since. Like, you know, we've been hanging out, doing us.
Okay, hanging out. We all grown here. Exactly. Hanging out, all right. Now, if he wants some, if he wants some candy, you gonna give him a sweetness?
If he wants some candy, well, see, the thing is, I'm going to tell you something. When we were together in the beginning,
No.
His sex game was tight. He was eating pussy before.
No. Oh, watch your mouth. Watch, we got all this to do.
I'm sorry.
But what I'm saying is, what I'm simply saying here is, would you give him the candy? That's it. If he was to ask you right now, would you give him the candy? Would you give it to him?
It depends on my mood. I'm
sorry.
No. I just answered you. It depends on my mood.
So
just because you
an
ex don't mean you're going to get some shots right out the rip. You still got to earn your keep here. Sorry.
Okay, so why would you, let me ask you a question. Why would you go back to giving your ex if you already stopped giving it to him? What would make you want to go back to give it to him again?
See, but that's
regardless
where you're missing it.
Listen. Regardless if the sex game is tight, he's your ex for a reason. Something broke y'all up.
Yeah,
why
I
would
got
you
caught
go
cheating.
Back?
Yeah, I got caught cheating. That's what broke us up.
Okay, well,
she's being honest about it.
All right, Kitty, I don't got nothing to say on that. You definitely win that. You need to talk to him then.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 110% with you. I got caught cheating on several occasions.
Oh. You were just swinging and banging. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and
you
the kicker part about it is that I frequently get well, not frequently, but it has come up in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, I wasn't caught red-handed, and I will never own up to it. I'm sorry, I am not going to own up to it. My story is going to stay the same. I don't care 15, 20 years. It wasn't me. If you can't, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove. Okay.
Wow.
With the bad stuff. I'm telling you the truth.
He'd still be like, yo, I know somebody was in your apartment. I was like, nope. Even to this day, I'd be like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what?
I'm keeping it. I'd be like, nope.
I'm speechless. You better hope you don't call the show.
And it's funny. He'd be like, seriously, come on, let's keep it real. I'm like, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. I wish I would, please. That's like telling your lawyer you killed somebody. Girl, they're going to throw you under the bus. You don't tell no lawyer that. The same story you want that lawyer to tell is the same story you better tell him, okay?
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, the lawyer, the DA, and the judge, they all have lunch and dinner together. So now you can sit there and act like your secret is safe if you want. Next 5 minutes, they'll be handing you a plea bargain, 25 to 30. He was honest. He told them. Yeah.
He forgave you, right?
You said he forgave me. He don't know. It's like I said, it's not what you can prove. He don't know proof positive. He swears, and he was like, I know. But see, in the recesses of his mind, you didn't catch me, so it's still a reasonable doubt there. You understand? There's a reasonable doubt.
It's a reasonable doubt. He didn't catch you.
Yeah. And the only way there will be proof positive if there's a concession, which you will never get from me.
You're going to take it to the grave, huh?
And let me tell you, and this is the kicker. When we've had this conversation, I'd be laughing my ass off right in his face. I'd be laughing. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about, smirking up. Because I can't lie, but I'm not going to sit there and go, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. So yeah, I don't think it's a problem with you going back with your ex. It depends on the circumstances. You know what I'm saying? If you ended on a bad note, like in his case, oh, he was burning. Not to mention how, oh man, I used to punk this dude so bad. I was really mean. Seriously, I was, but I'm better now.
Crazy.
I mean, he'd be reminding me of stuff. He'd be like, yeah, remember you left me in the Bronx and I was lost and I got this ticket. I was like, what? You know what I mean? Remember you took the car and just left me in Harlem? I'd be like, really? You remember that still? See? But see, I've changed. See, I'm different now.
Right. You got to laugh again.
I know y'all probably like, this chick is crazy, but I'm telling you, you know? I mean, here's a couple of exes. You want to hear something funny? One of my exes live in the building I live in right now. Now, this is the kicker. Why I be seeing dude on the elevator with his girlfriend, and every time we bump into each other alone, and mind you, we have some history because I broke his ass in, okay? this is so funny because, you know, I mean, oh my God, oh, if you only knew the half. Anyway. I see him, right? And mind you, he's real tall. He'd be standing over me. He'd be like, oh, damn, right? Like, oh, man, I miss you. But mind you, he's with the next chick, and his wife is a cornball. Cornball, I've been rolling. But listen.
Where?
You know, I'm like, oh, man, she's all hot Molly homemaker, like real corny. And I know him for, like, forever. So he be all trying to push up. He don't even let the chick drive the whip. She's always in the passenger seat. Are you crazy? Anyway, he be trying to holler and whatnot, right? And one time I need something done, and I was like, can you, you know, come up here and do this for me? So he was like, sure. So he's looking all thirsty, dick on brick hard, like, you know, I'm for that, right?
Wow.
And I'm sitting up there like, honey, it is not going to happen, okay? Because, see, I don't do the neighbors. I don't care what outcast is. You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh. No, you're not coming back this way, because I don't do that secondhand BS. And your girl, your family, son be saying hello to me. Your girl, she be looking semi-salty, but she know don't even try it. But I be like, how you doing? But I don't want his ass, you know. But that's my ex, and he lives right in my building, and we got to ride up on the same damn elevator sometimes. I'd be like, oh, my goodness.
All right, so you wouldn't give him any because he's a neighbor, or?
No. And mind you, he got the, he is nasty. He got it.
You breaking him in.
Listen, he was whack. He had all the plumbing. He had the utensils, the boots, all that, okay? But he was super whack. I mean, like, really whack. And I worked with him. Oh, boy, did I work with him.
So you could just give yourself a hand clap. I mean, you could teach him everything he knows.
Girl, you know what's funny? Why he even told me? He was like, you taught me everything I know. I know I
there
did.
There you go.
See, he knows who the instructor was. But I'm not boning him, you know, because then they get all attached. You know, your feelings. Get out of here. No, seriously, Especially then they be all in your face. They be showing up, knocking on your door. Nigga, just because we live in the same building don't mean you can ring my bell unannounced.
Oh, well, good God.
I'm trying to do better. I have boned one of my exes one time. It was when I was mad. I was just married, not a year, and I got pissed off and was like, let me go uptown and see Craig. And and mind you, he used to be whack too, but he was a pupil, well trained. And I'm just chilling. That was like my soulmate though. That was my ace boom boom. But I went up and I promised myself after boning him that last time I wasn't gonna do it again.
Oh God. Wait, Kia, would you like to give your final thought on this topic? Hello, Kia? Hello, Kia, are you there? Hello, Kia, are you there?
Yes.
Would you like to give your final thought on the topic, Kia?
Well, like I said, I thought it was a season where we're getting back together because I think last year it was over, and then I just started thinking about how, you know, people are really going back to their exes, and I'm quoting with them, like, why? Why did you go back through all that stuff that you went through?
Somebody
in the background talking.
All right, well, Tia, can you hear us?
My feedback was just like, you know, I thought it was like a, you know, I hear a lot of exes get back together, and I know two good friends of mine have gotten back at their ex. No, I don't agree with it, but it's not my opinion. I'm not in no wedding, you know. But it's too, I don't know. Different cases, you know, emotionally she was drained all last year, and now she's back to the same ex. That's a different subject. I'm just about the situation. But, you know, I learned a lot, heard a lot of stories about, you know, people, you know, Rachel telling her story, Shelly sharing hers, 20-something years, wow, that's a lot of years. Me, on the other hand, for one time, I'm sorry.
But you know what it is? I think people sometimes get back with their exes because in a relationship, you know how you get a do-over? Like, if somebody give you a do-over, you do better than you did the first time, usually, right?
Kia, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Coleman, Keith, thank you, Lavina, Rachel, Shelly.
Yes.
What happened to the guys? Maya, Dre. You see what I'm saying?
To all the listeners who will call me next time, Mish, great show. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
That was Tia with the GQ General Question, Dawes and Diva. All right, coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist, Flo Boy Deuce, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, Catch My Swag. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
And it's butter, baby!
For sure.
Raw Dill Squad. ENT.
for them women. Come on.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. Ooh. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. Ooh. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high.
Uptown.
I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy.
No feeling. Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
Power might go out, but I still keep my player juice. I'm one of the illest players that ever blessed the stoop. Burgundy Tahoe, and I had that green Buick, then copped the red Tahoe, but I had to lose it. Bottom line, I stay with a whip, and anything I pop, gon' stay with a kick. That Nina get good, you can feel it when she licks. It's better than be dead, than filled with cement. Understand what he meant, like I'm talking third party. Throwing through the glass, hanging with Charles Barkley. Got the chickens trying, get the lickings all off me, thinking I'm giving cream out. Who Mr. Softy, baby, you hella fine. Show you a hella time. Whole life is a movie and you can tell it's mine. I ain't got no breaks, yeah, I'm on the grind. But I could take a little breather, let's intertwine.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime, let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl, let's ride.
She know I never flash money, my whole style rich. All I do is make moves, your man ain't about shit. Then you wanna intervene, cause I got you up out the outfit. The same negligee you walk around, yeah, the house with. He pay you no mind, I pay you every time. I'm taking you far, somewhere he'll never find. I can get him, well, look girl, never mind. All I came to do though is show you a better time. We celebrate good, baby, this your life. If I go down, just send me a few kites. I get under the skin, baby, like a few bites. Back on top and I'm crushing in my new Nikes. Girlie had no clue what I came to do tonight, but I bet you what I'm gonna do. Gonna do that body right. Turn off the lights, or we could leave them on. Put you to sleep, wake you up, then she assuming that I'm gone. She called me super fly after we get that breakfast on. You know, I'm just a super fly. Woo! Uptown, baby, let's get it.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah.
Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
I ain't talking his and hers. I'm talking yours. Nice crib, here's the keys through the doors. Persian rugs or marble floors. Don't worry about the price, cause it's always more. Investments now, that means big bills. Looking down on these peasants from the big hills. Family business from the ground up, let's all build. Need the whole entree, no small meals. The other team, baby, I'm a raw deal. Look at me now, deuce deuces, cause I ball chill. They know I'm all ill, that's with no cure. Work all pure, you dig?
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah.
Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have up and coming artist Flo Boy Deuce. Flo Boy. Flo Boy, what's going on? What's going on, sir?
What's going on with you guys, man? How's everything?
Everything's good. Everything's good. So let's get into you because, you know, you got some things going on.
Yeah,
some
man.
Real big things.
Working.
I feel you. Now, how did you come up with the name Flo Boy Deuce?
Well, actually, we had this crew. It was like a street team called Flow Time. We called ourselves the Flow Boys. And everybody that had a name, they had Flow Boy in the beginning of their name. Now, I became D-Deuce from another place, but when I moved to where I am now, I just put Flow Boy on the beginning of what my name is. And that's basically how I got the name Flow Boy Deuce. and I stuck with Flow Time Entertainment. One day I would like to make Flow Time a label or entity, you know what I'm saying, to honor my man G Money. You know what I'm saying? That's basically, you know, that's basically how that came about. In the hood, they call me a lot of names, though.
Now, how did you actually get into MCing?
I'm sorry?
How did you actually get into MCing?
Wow. Damn. I know, I remember, you know, growing up, listening to a lot of vintage hip-hop. My mom was, her favorite rapper was Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and Slick Rick. So I heard a lot of that growing up. And I don't know, Criss Cross influenced me a lot as well. And I was like, I want to do that. Like, whatever it is they're doing, that's what I want to do. So, like, at a very young age, it was clear what I wanted to do. I was already doing it, just that it didn't make any sense to a lot of people. And that's basically how I, you know, got into MCing. I started in music through tap dancing. That's how I started music. That's how I got into the music scene in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, the very, very beginning. And then, you know, gradually it just, I don't know, I always could rap. I just never took it serious. And when I finally started taking it serious, people was like, oh, yeah, you know, you should try that. Like, you should make that a career. And, you know, here I am now.
Okay. How old was you when you actually started rhyming?
Like, actual rhyming or just thinking that?
Actually started rock.
I say about six or eight, around that age. I didn't start really writing until about maybe 12, 14. And, you know, I ended up developing myself into a great writer. Because the camp that I was with, see, I was the youngest of the camp, and my brother, he ran the camp. So what it was, if you came home with a bad report card, you couldn't record, but you had to keep writing. That means you keep your thesauruses and your dictionaries and all that kind of stuff around, and you groom yourself as a writer. So I was a writer first, really. And, you know, that, you know, gradually that's how it came about.
Okay. Now, you open shows and perform for artists such as Pharrell Williams, A.D., Cormega, Craig G, DJ Quick, Too Short, and, you know, a couple of others. What was that feeling like?
Oh, man. Well, the Pharrell show, that was a college tour. They toured half of Connecticut that year, which was 2009. That was actually my first time on the road as a professional artist. That was a great experience. You know what I'm saying, performing in front of thousands of college students. And it's so different because, like, you know, I'm from New York. And, you know, going to a place like Hartford University and performing records that I'm trying to, you know, break in New York and performing it out on a major stage and have those people pretty much, like, embrace me like I'm, if I'm already Grammy nominated, it was a very, very, very great experience. It really changed. It changed my whole outlook on the New York scene as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, being, like I said, that was my first time on the road. I really didn't take care of the politics. Had I taken care of the politics, I'd probably be a little bit more richer than I am now. But, you know, that's how it went. The opening up for AZ, it kind of happened through luck. I deal with this company called Hit a Lick Entertainment, based out in Detroit, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Shout out to my man John O'Brien and Charles Bucco. They, you know, they was like, yo, you got it, and we got a couple situations that we can get you on. Are you willing to be a part of this? So I'm like, yeah, you know. So the first opener was AZ. I didn't even know that Willie the Kid was on the bill as well. So when I opened up for AZ, and then, like, he brought all of those dudes, come to find out it was AZ and friends. So it was just, like, a big, big night. I got in a cypher. Like, I went up to AZ, like, yo, I'm your biggest fan. And he told me, he was like, yo, chill. Like, I saw your show. Like, you're back here with me, you're hip-hop. Like, and I just, like, from that point on, like, you know, when those dudes, I had a cypher with all those dudes, AZ, Cormega, Craig G., You know what I'm saying? Willie the Kid, Nature was there, M.O.P., who else was there? A couple underground dudes was there, and they all respected me as a lyricist. And after that, I was like, I felt like can't nobody tell me nothing. I just had AZ, which was also a member from the firm, tell me that I'm hip-hop. So that was a pretty great, that was a great, great experience for me as an artist.
AZ and Nas Escobar used to do it up something crazy.
Exactly, exactly.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a person who was being compared to Nas back in the day, telling me that I'm hip-hop. Little old me, you know what I'm saying? And I was just, that shit made me feel extra good, you know?
Now, the first mixtape release was The Healing Point, Volume 1.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, well, I actually re-released it. What were we in, 2012? I released it back in May 3rd of 2011. I did a physical release. It did okay. And I also did a digital release. I put it on hotnewhiphop.com. But when I did it digitally again, it didn't really do well. So I was like, all right, back to the drawing board. I was going to scrap the whole project. But everybody on my staff was like, listen, you know, it's a great project. It's good. You just need to just put more muscle behind it. So I was like, all right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to do more shows. We're going to press up more copies. We're going to take care of more politics, rub more elbows, and then we're going to re-release it. A year later, I re-release it. Boom, Coco Chanel jumps on it. Bang, next thing you know, like, you know, I'm doing a whole bunch of shows for it right now. You know, so far, you know, 4,981 downloads and counting. That's not really bad for somebody, you know, that's, you know, doesn't really have a super duper fan base. You know what I'm saying? And I took my own money to put out, you know, to do this. So, I mean, I just basically wanted people, I mean, it's old material, you know what I'm saying? But I basically did it because I felt like the state that the world is in now is in a state of healing. And if I can bring forth something that can heal you for that couple of seconds, then I feel like I've done my job as delivering a message, you know what I'm saying, to the world, to the people, to the youth, you know, things of that nature. That's basically what my vision was for that project. You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of personal issues was talked about as well. As well as, you know, the politics and things that I'm subdued to in this music business. But, you know, that's about it. I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of knowledge and I'm still learning as well.
Okay. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into, you know, not the single that's out right now. I want to get into one of your singles that's going to be hitting the nation hard as well, Making a Play. Tell us about that single.
Make a Play, produced by my man C Notes. Very good, very great producer. I basically, you know, it's basically a song for all the people who's, you know, who work so hard and, you know, who bust their behinds. Music, it can be music, it can be school, it can be work, it can be, you know what I'm saying, you mop the floor very good. Whatever you do in life is a play that you have to make so that it can be successful for you to score. The scoring is the successfulness of the play that you just made. And that's basically, you know, I came up with the song. Make a Play, because I'm out here making plays. I'm feeling good today. You know what I'm saying? Make a Play. That's basically what it is. My dad always told me that you got to make plays for your life for you to live comfortable. And that's basically what the song represented.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that right now. All right,
yeah.
Dons and Divas. Here's some fire. Excuse me. By Flo Boy Deuce. Make a Play. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's fire, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Play. Make a play,
make a play, make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
make a play,
time.
Make
a play.
Make a play.
Hit a lick.
Make a play.
Make a play.
Make a play.
Make a play.
I'm so fresh, Mr. Clean, no Listerine. Get me seen or read about me in the magazine. Hits is mean, the way I glisten, I can see the beam. I kill two birds with one stone and everything in between. Haters in your face when they know you making plays. Getting money on the low, we're doing it every day. And I've been built since they ways. Wanna hook up on a lake just to get a little fame and probably a little change. Nah, dang, this ain't your yellow page hookup. Dudes preach, but don't pray to the Lord and get shook up. With fame on my mind, my girl on my nerve. I work hard so I should get what I really deserve. Huh? What you talking about? We don't care about you coming out your mouth. Yay, I'm feeling great today, cause I'm out here. Make a play, make a play, make a play. Cause I'm out here. Make a play, make a play, make a play. Cause I'm out here. In the quarter mil, black diamonds in my ring, mini oil spill. This is some that you order Phil, unless you Uncle Phil or that dude that's short of real. I'm off like a rocket, the top is where I'm stopping. If you want the next level, you gotta come out of pocket. This is all profit, if you get it, then you got it. Just don't forget the knowledge, don't think I'm ever gonna stop. They jocking, they wanna taste my fragrance in the wind, playing in a friend. After that, I'm blazing with a can, I made a play, yeah. And this is how it's gonna go down, until I'm riding in that limo through my hometown. Huh? What you talking about? We don't care about the truth coming out your mouth. Yeah, I'm feeling great today, cause I'm out here, make a play. Make a play, make a play. Cause I'm out here, make a play. Make a play, make a play. Cause I'm out here, make a play. Make a play, make a play. Cause I'm out here, make a play.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. Flow Boy, Flow Boy. Let me ask you, what was actually on your mind when you wrote that single?
Making plays. Word, honestly. It was, you know, when I heard the beat, when my man Cino sent me the beat, I immediately, that's what pretty much came to my mind, and I was like, oh my God, this is the single right here for the EP. This is the one, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it just was a feel good record, and like I said, you know, that's what came in mind when I first heard the beat, and I was like, yeah, this is the one right here. You know what I'm saying? It could be on the radio, it can be in the club, and the streets can pick it up, can respond to it very well. I just, you know, it was a great, great record, great pick, great feel. And, you know, the video's going to be even crazy.
All right. Well, we have some callers on the line for you, so let's take some calls real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
All right. You have Flow Boy Deuce on the line?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Oh. Hey, what's going on, Deuce, man? I just appreciate you representing the Bronx, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Sound good, baby. I want to hear that Make a Play again.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Keep supporting me, man. For real. Appreciate the support.
All right, man. Come on, man. Somebody got to do it for the Bronx, man. We ain't had one in a long time, man. And I think it's you, brother.
I mean, that's what I'm grinding, brother. That's what I'm here for, you know. Thanks for the belief and just keep supporting me.
More power, respect to you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, man. God bless.
All right. We have another call on the line for you, Flo. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, you have Flo on the line?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great, thanks. That's definitely a club song. It had me in my chair like, okay, make it play. yeah, I'm going to have to hit this party up tonight for real, because I don't even go nowhere. But while I'm at the party, all I'm going to be saying is make it play. Then I'm going to have to pop it a little bit and make it play, you know?
My whole objective is to have the whole world, you know what I'm saying, make a place. Because you got to understand, it's a lot of hip-hop artists right now that's not really preaching that, except for Wiz Khalifa. Like, Work Hard, Play Hard was like, that was like, wow, finally somebody is telling people if you work hard, then you'll play hard. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's why I was like, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing, but it's not going to be like a triumph record. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, yeah, I'm in a club, but don't forget the message. You know what I'm saying? Remember
right. What's
being said. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it is.
Yeah, but
thanks,
I
mean, I
definitely,
that.
You know, I would definitely buy it, for real. I could do some things with that. Might make my old bones new again.
Might make your old bones new again.
Hey, I might become 21 again by messing with that one.
Oh, man. Thanks,
but
I appreciate that.
Keep up the good work. Seriously, are you gonna be in the area doing any shows or anything anytime soon?
I'm lining up a lot of stuff because you know this is the fourth quarter, so we're basically like just promoting the mixtape. The mixtape is out. I got a new video coming out. Most of my shows are going to be probably first quarter of next year. So I'm just
like
in full grind work mode. But, if anything, you could support the YouTube. I got the YouTube channel, youtube.com/FlowTimeTV. The mixtape is on thatpiff.com, The Healing Point Volume 1. You could look me up on Coco Chanel's blog site, iamcoco.com. BlackOakMagazine.com. That's about it. Like I said, most of my shows that I have now, they're live. They're on the web, so you can see them. Videos. I got some videos up there. Everything from the first project. So I'm in like full grind mode right now. But I appreciate the support for real.
And you are on Facebook, right?
Yes, ma'am. Facebook.com/FlowBoyD-Deuce. D-U-C-E. I don't spell my name the regular way. D-U-C-E is how I spell my name.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna unfriend you because like I say, you got that one, those two words in my head right now. You know, so I'm gonna have to go over there and maybe go on YouTube and play it for them and see if I can make any of these other old people make it play. But
thank
definitely
you.
Keep up the work, sweetie. And always remember to keep the man up above first.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for him, none of the things that I've done and came this far wouldn't be happening.
That's true. You know, and keep grinding.
Definitely. I'll never stop.
Okay. Take care.
You too, ma'am. God bless.
You too.
Now, oh, wait, let me ask you. I mean, Flowboy, let me ask you. I'm sorry.
What's up, man?
Now you got the Healing Point Volume 2 out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, honestly, Rich, the Healing Point Volume 2 is not out yet.
Okay.
It's out. It'll be out. I leaked two records off the Volume 2 because a lot of people was asking me for new material and they wanted to know, you know, oh, what's going on with Volume 2? So I did leak two records that will be on Volume 2. And I actually leaked the record that's going to be on the EP, and I leaked the record that's going to be on Volume 2. Right now, what I'm going back and forth with is, should we do the EP first, or should we release Volume 2 first? Like, that's what we're going back and forth right now with doing. So, you know, on top of locking in a lot of these shows, I'm about to start opening up shows for a lot of A-listers again. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a lot of grinding right now, movement, getting ready for, you know, first quarter and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get to another one of your singles real fast. Catch My Swag, that smashing single that's hitting everywhere. Tell us a little bit about that single.
Catch My Swag was produced by my man Milavelli, aka 9 Mills. He's produced a couple joints for some of the Coke Boys that work with French Montana. He's an upcoming producer as well. He's done, I know he has some placements. I don't really too much know about his business because, you know, the only business me and him have together is production. But Nine Mills produced it. Right now it's being really well received by a lot of people. Right now it's at only, I think, 1,159 views on YouTube right now, and that's without a video. And I came up with the record just brushing my hair. You know what I'm saying? It was so weird how I came up with the record. And when I first got the beat, I didn't even want to do the beat because I was like, oh, this is not my sound. This is too commercial. And my man Mills was like, listen, bro, like, this is the record that's going to take your career to the next level. All it needs to be done is be broken. So I was like, you know, I'm not a stubborn person, and I'm not a person that doesn't take advice from people who has more experience than me. So, even though I felt like I was selling out, I was like, you know what, I'll suck it up, because 9 times out of 10, he knows what he's talking about more than I do. So, you know, and he was right. He was absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So we're gonna get into that single right now that's hitting the nation. Catch My Swag, and when we come back, we're going to take some calls, all right?
No problem.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's another banger by Flo Boy Deuce. Catch My Swag. Remember where you heard it first. G2 Palette. Love it.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
This is a G2 Palette exclusive.
Grab a model tonight. If you got a crazy swag, grab a drink up tonight. Two steps. Yeah. Grab a model tonight. On my G's, grab a model.
This is the one. Catch my swag.
Catch my swag. Catch my swag. Catch my swag.
Crazy.
Swag. Yeah. I'm sitting wavy over here.
Swag.
I'm so wavy like
we here.
Catch my swag.
Catch my swag.
Catch my swag.
Crazy.
Like my hair, bottles of the rose getting wavy over here, rolling up sour, blazing in the air, grab up a model that's thickest in the rear, then let her shake the thing and whisper in the air, tell her anything that she might want to hear, my what it do, my name is D-Deuce, after the rose, patrolling the Grey Goose, I'm trying to get smacked, my swag will full attack, I got a lot of money and I don't know how to act, brand new ride, sitting outside. Take me to the G6 or the G5. My windows tinted up so you can't see me. Leaving with some chicks in the back of the V. I see all the haters, but they can't see me. And I start my car up with a USB. Catch my swag.
Catch my swag.
Catch my swag.
Catch my swag.
What's your little change? Ain't your little ring?
house. So much ice, you could probably turn the lights out. When I get tired of the city, take a flight out. Somewhere far, you can't even spend the night out. Catch my swag on my whips, make face shifts. Next month, I think I'ma cop a spaceship.
Catch my swag, catch my swag, catch my swag, catch my swag, catch my swag. Catch my swag. Crazy swag.
Yeah.
Blow boy, that joint right there is ridiculous. That joint right there is ridiculous. We have a call on the line for you. We're going to take a call real fast. Hello, call, are you there?
Hello, good evening.
What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Good evening,
yeah.
Everyone. This is Q from Corona, Queens, man.
All right, all right.
How's everything?
Hey, Flow Boy Deuce, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, yo, I just got to say, you come on, brother. You one lyrical dude, man. You not just on the mic saying a whole bunch of nothing, nah, man.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate
real
that,
right, man. I'm digging that song. Catch My Swag, was it?
Yeah, Catch My Swag, man. That's the following single. It might be a lead, though, because of the way Rich talk about how crazy it is. I don't know.
Yeah,
I might have to talk to one of my managers or something. I don't know.
Hey, bro, I'm going to let you know right now, everybody in my house was on their feet, man.
That's what's up, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, man, anyway, I could get that song, man. How can I go about downloading that song, brother?
That's the trick. In order for you to download it, in order for you to download that, go on datpiff.com, type in Black Oak Magazine Presents, and you'll see it. Or you could go on, you'll definitely see Catch My Swag on. It's a mixtape that was apparently put out. And I'm on the mixtape, and I'll tell you right now what track it is, sir. It is track 14 on the mixtape. So there's no official single release for that yet. Or you can go on YouTube, and if you want, you can do the MP3 download thing, however you want to do it. But, yeah, those are only two ways you can get it. I didn't even know I was going to get this kind of response, honestly.
All right, Flow Boy, that's real swell, man. I appreciate your time, man, and keep up the good work, man. Stay strong, brother.
Thanks, man. God bless.
One love, Lord.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have another caller for you, Flow Boy. We're going to see you tomorrow. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air?
Hey, first of all, it's a compliment. He stole my words because your song was ridiculous. You did an excellent job. Let me just tell you this. The way you articulate, don't ever stop that. Don't ever stop that. Your intelligence is showing in your music, and it's really nice. It's good to hear something you don't have to bleep out because your parents, your fans in the car. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, Lord, they're getting ready to curse. You know, they're getting ready to say this or that. Seriously, don't stop what you're doing. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not going anywhere. Because if I had to gamble, I'd bet the ranch on you. You're doing,
wow.
I mean, you, seriously, you, I like that. And I don't give kudos really easy. You have really good skills, and just listening to your interview, the way you represent yourself, the way you speak, honey, you can tell you have some good upbringing, and you can tell you've been in somebody's book. Okay? Seriously, you can tell it. I mean, seriously, let's keep it real, people. You can tell a dingbat from somebody with the lights on.
It's true.
And somebody's home. And you, I mean, and if you keep doing this, if I had to compare you, between two rappers that's presently doing a thing now, I would have to compare you to Jay-Z and Fabulous. If I had to roll you up into the two, I would compare you to those two.
What?
And let me tell you why I would compare you to those two. First
Jay-Z
of all,
and Fab?
And Fab. You know why I would say that? Because if you listen to Jay-Z and Fab's lyrics, they make sense. They have a real message. And they both have an extensive vocabulary. See, when people got to get on and all they can do is four-letter words throughout their song, that means your vocabulary is weak. You're insufficient. And the way they flow, it's not like they're trying so hard. You understand what I'm saying? You have a nice, smooth flow to you. Not all of that screaming like Lil Wayne, even though I like Lil Wayne. But, you know, all of the hysterics and the dramatics, it's just, it seems real natural with you. And you do a good job at it. And the fact that you're doing your own writing, that's even better. Because that's where the real money's at. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's why, you know, that's pretty much that's how I wanted to get in the music industry as a writer first. But, when I started making music, people just was like, yo, like, you have to do this. Like, people have to hear you. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, I would support you, and I don't support many. Believe me when I tell you. You got some skills, honey.
Thanks, man. Thank you. You don't even know how hard I work. I work hard.
I could tell that you work hard and you have pride in what you do. It shows. Like I said, just listening to this brief interview you were having, you have your little act together, honey. And believe me, you're going somewhere. Trust me when I tell you. And when you do blow up and all of that, you could say, damn, Kitty told me. Okay?
Thanks. I really appreciate that, for real.
I'm not trying to, you know, fluff your pillow and puff up your ego, because if you was whack, I would have said it, for real. I would have been like, oh, shit, whack. Okay?
Well,
but you're not. You're in. You got it going on, honey. You can actually get out there on the Apollo, and they wouldn't tomato you and egg you out. Okay?
Thanks. I really appreciate that. God bless.
Okay, honey. You're welcome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, no problem.
Love for calling. Now, Flo Boy.
Yes, sir.
You was also, a featured artist on Coco Chanel website. Tell us about that.
Coco Chanel's been following my career since I've been about 16 years old. And, around the time when I re-released Healing Point Volume 1, I was trying to figure out, you know, which one of my celebrity, and I won't say friends, I'll say more associates, I can get, you know, to get behind the mixtape. I didn't really have too much luck because, you know, a lot of people are busy, but I guess you can just say the stars were aligned for me because, I don't know, one day I checked my email, I saw an email from her, and I saw the article, and she called me, and she asked me, like, you know, did I get everything right about you? And I'm like, is this real? Like, am I dreaming right now? Like, is this for real? And she was like, I told you when you was ready, you would know. And I was like, because I've been trying to get her to vouch for me for years, and she used to always say, you're not ready. And, you know, when I saw that email, and then I went on the website, and the article was real, and she plugged in my mixtape with it, I was like, OMG. And I don't even use that term, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, it just was so surreal. Like, I thought I was dreaming, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about Coco Chanel. She produced a lot of records for some of the biggest artists in hip-hop. And to have her put me on Front Street like that, it was just retarded. My Twitter never stopped going crazy since that day.
Wow.
Yeah. So shout out to Coco Chanel and I am Coco.com and everybody up at Hot 97 for, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
definitely
like,
doing.
Yeah.
Definitely doing. Now, you also performed at SOB's, the Pompeii Lounge. You did a performance at the Hurricane Sandy benefit event in Midtown Manhattan. Tell us about that.
I'm a New Yorker. You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York. I try to, you know, get a part of a lot of activities. You know, this is my town, this is my city. in my city, you know, so not a lot of people, but certain people in my city love me. So, you know, I was asked by my man Christopher Steele to perform at the Hurricane Sandy relief concert. They wanted to pay me, and I was like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a problem. I'll do it for free because I'm from New York, and I have family that was affected by this. We were all affected by this as New Yorkers, even the people who, you know, really didn't see any rapid water or anything like that. We all were affected in some kind of way as New Yorkers. So I was like, you know, I'll do that because there's people that have nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Not only did I perform, but I donated money. So, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay positive, stay a part of those things that bring good karma as well as make me feel good as an artist, as a human being. You know, being an artist is not all about being famous and trying to get people to listen to you, but it's also about giving back. And I think that a lot of people that's a part of the music industry today, not a lot, but most of the artists, they forget about that. Once they get enough money to buy a Bugatti, they forget about, let me go help, or let me do this show for free. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody can buy a $50 ticket. You know what I'm saying? But that's basically what that was about.
Exactly. Wow. Now, let me ask you one more question because we run out of time.
Yeah.
Now, there was an event at the Music Meets Fashion at Power 105.1. You did get involved in that event, am I right?
Yeah.
What's about that?
It's so funny, man. The DJ for the night was DJ Ty Boogie. Shout out to DJ Ty Boogie and everybody at 105.1. This company, they booked me for the Music Meets Fashion event. It was at this place called La Vey. It was a Power 105.1 event, and I debuted Make a Play, and they cut me short. The radio station apparently was late, so I paid for that. I'm not going to lie. I did not take that lightly. I was very embarrassed because, you know, I had a lot of supporters out there that came to see me, and they did a lot of promotion. I was on the flyer. My name, my face was on the flyer, and I felt like, You wouldn't book Jay-Z, come late, and then cut him short. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for the most part, you know, just like, you know, I just had to realize that this is the music business, and this is one of the most unorganized businesses in the United States or the world. So I just sucked it up, even though, you know, the show was pretty much a disaster. I made a lot of, you know, connects. Mama Jones was there. Shout out to Mama Jones. And, you know, that's basically, yeah, I've just been keeping it moving, getting ready for the first quarter, about to lock in a lot of shows, about to open up for some more A-listers, you know, just trying to get my name more out there, you know what I'm saying, until where, you know, it's like now I can't walk down the street without TMZ following me, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, you know, I want you to give your information, but we have another caller for you, so I want to bring them on real fast. Hello,
okay.
Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Flo Boy on the line.
Hey, Flo Boy, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good. I just have a quick question for you. What age group are you trying to address the music?
Excuse me?
What age group?
Oh, what age group?
Yeah, is it something for, like, teenagers? Are you trying to aim more to the adults?
Well, to be on the safe side, I'm going to say 18 and older. I do know that the kids, you know, gradually the kids will gravitate towards my music because, you know, that's just how marketing works. The kids pick up everything last anyway. But to be on the safe side, 18 and older, Catch My Swag is a record that little kids can sing. That's why I wrote it that way because, you know, I didn't want one of my lead singles to be a bunch of MFs and hoes and B's, and you know what I'm saying? I want my first single to be monumental to where, you know what I'm saying, when my kid fans get older, that's a ringtone still on their phone. So that's pretty much why I wrote Catch My Swag that way. As far as Make a Play is more on the adult side because, you know, that I wrote it that way because I know that the streets will gravitate towards that record a lot more. And, you know, but to be on the safe side, 18 and up. Yeah, 18 and up.
And the next question I have for you, with this being your the second mixtape, right?
The second song they played was Catch My Swag.
Okay. Now, with Catch My Swag, the way that song was produced, are you sharing who your producer was?
Well, I can write just about anything. I didn't discover that until I wrote in high school. I wrote the principal to my school. I wrote his speech for the graduating class, which was, let's say, I was in 10th grade. I wasn't even graduating yet, but you know they had read something I've written in 9th grade, and you know they, I guess. It's tied into some way I wrote his speech, but I can pretty much write anything. You know what I'm saying? If you need something written, I'm very cheap. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, so make sure you give your information then, okay?
No problem.
All right, thank you.
No problem. God bless.
Hello, boy. They don't want you to go. We have another call on the line.
They don't want me to go.
Hold on. We have another call on the line. Hello, right. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you on the air.
Hey, yo, what up, Deuce? Man, you
hey,
know who this is, man.
This is
Miller Valley, man. Catch my swag. You
what's
know
up,
how we
baby?
Do it. Big, what up, man?
What's good, Deuce? What's up, man?
What's up, baby? How's everything? That's Miller Valley. That's the producer to Catch My Swag. Shout to True Fam Entertainment. As long as he keep giving me hits like that, it's going to keep going down like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I got some new joints, man. You know, we don't get up. You know how to do it. But I had to call in and make sure.
Okay, I need one person to talk at a time. Cause I got a female in the background, and it's not blending in. I need one person to talk at a time.
True. Okay, all right. Yeah, but anyway, like I was saying, yo, you know, like I said, you know, dudes, you know how we've been doing it. We're going to keep continuing doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you on it, man. We they're about to catch our swag. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question real fast, Mike. You did a single for Catch My Swag. How did y'all meet up to do that single?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, man. I wasn't even supposed to give it to him. But we had a little thing when we got up, and then I gave it to him, you know what I mean? Because I know he's the only one that could have handled it the way he did. I ain't going to lie, you know? Like, he the only one that could have handled that beat the way he did. And you know, like, I'm going to continue supporting him, you know what I mean? Like, anything he need, I got him, you know what I mean? We get good, we get better and better and better.
For sure. Appreciate it, man. For real.
Yeah. We seem to be running out of time. But you know, Flo Boy, you welcome back anytime. Madonna, you know, sending those exclusive. We'll play it for y'all. We don't have a problem, but I want Flo Boy to get all this information. Madonna, if you're on the line, you can do that as well, but let Flo Boy finish his information as well.
All right. Yes. If anybody out there wants me to write anything, if you want, I do give exclusives because I do have records that I can give out. I just was notified that as of right now. You can email me www.ddeucemusic@gmail.com, ddeucegmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @flowboydeuce. Add me on Facebook. Facebook.com/flowboydeuce. Get the mixtape, Healing Point Volume 1, www.datpiff.com/the Healing Point Volume 1 mixtape, or you can just go on datpiff and type in the Healing Point Volume 1. IamKogo.com/ddeuce. BlackOakMagazine.com/ddeuce. YouTube.com/FlowTimeTV, and that's pretty much SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/DDeuce, and HotNewHipHop.com/DDeuce1. That's everything you can link me to, or you can Google me, Flowboy Deuce. or Flow Boy D Deuce. I don't spell my name like the regular Deuce. It's D U C E. So that's for everybody that's listening right now on GQ Palace Radio. Shout out to GQ Palace Radio for having me. I really appreciate, you know, being you guys breaking my first two singles. I really appreciate that. Shout out to Black Oak Magazine, Black Oak Entertainment, Big Will, Cuban Link, you know, and my family, TFE, of course, can't forget, Hit a Lick Entertainment, Gangrene Productions, Bartenders, Nike, you know what I'm saying? Loud Boys Nation, what up? You know, that's basically it.
Hello, Tom. I want you to give your shout out, Spokeboy, but I want Mandelzy to go first. Get your information.
Say Mal, what?
Give me information. Give me information, Mal.
Mills.
Yo,
Mills.
Yo.
Give them your information, bro.
Yeah, you know.
Where can they reach you on the net?
They can reach me YouTube, / you know, Millivelli Deep. You know what I'm saying? They can find me on Twitter, The Real Mills. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all right. You know, not too many things, too many places. They link with you, they link with me. You feel me?
Oh, and make sure, you know, all the people that are listening, I want everybody to follow my man, J.R. Wayne, on Twitter. Twitter.com/FlowboyJRWayne. That's my right-hand man. That's my compadre. He handles a lot of the online promotion, and he's also my hype man. So make sure y'all support the boy real good. And Chuck Platinum, Novocaine Productions, Novocaine Entertainment. I can't forget.
Shout out to Platt.
Word. And Vic Torch, you know what I'm saying? And Christopher Steele as well. You know what I'm saying? If I stay on this phone, shout out everybody, I'd be on here for like hours. But
I just hope you guys
keep me in rotation, man. That's all I ask, man. Support the music, keep me in rotation, keep people listening.
No
to
doubt,
me.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on, and you're welcome back anytime. It's
no
never
problem.
A problem.
No problem,
you know what
man.
I mean?
Thanks.
All right.
I got you guys' email. It's on your guys' website. So what I'll do is sometime next week I'll snatch it off of here and I'll probably send you some exclusive records or an exclusive that's going to be on Volume 2. Matter of fact, I'll do that tonight. Send you an exclusive that's going to be on Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? But for the meantime, in between time, I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys like the record. You know what I'm saying? All of the people who called up, I appreciate the support. Please keep supporting me, and, you know, that's the only way artists like myself get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I love you all, and that's, you know, that's about it. God bless. Everybody stay safe. Peace and love.
No doubt. Flow Boy Deuce, Dons and Divas. All right, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace will be in the building at the Mimosa tonight, celebrating Star birthday, 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. We will also be giving out those promotional CDs with artists like Boogie Black on it, exclusives from the Force MDs, exclusives from Delphonics Review featuring Rick Ross, Casanova Run, Anaya Armstead, and we just giving them out. You know what I mean? So make sure you be down there from guys $15, ladies free to 12:30. I'm your host, Rich Money. This is GQ Palace Radio. Have a safe and blessed weekend. GQ Palace, baby.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
I'm going and I'm coming and I come out just playing.
niggas thinking that I'm frontin', but I'm not playing. I'm on a mission trying to blow up like I'm Octane. And I don't give a what, niggas know I'm not lame. Just get it started, homie, hit the starter button. And when I sit on one, they beat, they say I started something like Mike, I thriller, nigga. That game, I'm Kobe killer. I get you poppin' in the booth, don't care about phony figures. If he's the truth, then I'm the truth, but this ain't Halloween. Nev Campbell with the flow, my shit'll make you scream. I cast a lyrical spell, this Harry Potter flow. Do it and doing it well, man, I just gotta blow. I'm sitting patiently waiting like I'm a Buddha child. So fast the week, let me talk up, cause this a Buddha child. Let's get it, y'all, I'm done, Jerry. When the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. The flow gets crazy, y'all, I'm done, Jerry. Tell me some words, Jerry. DJ, baby, make it bounce, tell her crazy. Whoa. Just trying to get a break, so I can take a break. This 9 to 5 got me stressed out, I need a break. So I'm obsessed with inception, I dream flows. I'm a monster in the booth, Bruce Banner flow. I give it all back out in the 12th round. Like a lion out of cage, canteen now. Spartacus, Colosseum, how I feel now. I'm a gladiator, Rome got me caged down. Can't stop me, I'm stopping with a train now. Lyrical exercise is how I train now. Daddy, your soldier is ready for his reign now. Game over, I'm ready for my ring now. I'm boxed in, bumping, did he know way out? Like a criminal, the studio, my safe house. Like a surgeon, the flow, MD out. I'm catching ready, man, I make these confetti, man.
When the beat gets crazy,
yeah,
I'm gonna bring it, baby. So the flow gets crazy, know that y'all gon'
kill me.
Tell me gun boy, kill it with tell me DJ, baby. Make it bounce, get crazy, whoa. I got this shit that I threw away the key. I'm taking reggae pop, still killer one drop. Don't fit no category, they don't know where to put me. I must be legendary, cause they keep trying to book me.
Young Gun Jerry, when the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. So the flow gets crazy, all the Young Gun Jerry. Tell the song boy,
clear with
tell the DJ, baby. Make it bounce, get the shit back, baby. Young Gun Jerry, when the beat gets crazy, like a spring break, baby. So the flow gets crazy, all the Young Gun Jerry. Tell the song boy,
Tell it,
baby. Make it bounce, get crazy.
When the beat gets crazy,
like a spring break, baby. So the flow gets crazy. Know that y'all can't tell it. Tell it, some boy.